Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Chemo, it says working.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello? Come on, hello? Come on, hit the one button. Forget to open you up. He ain't gonna run the board for long. Okay, let me know if anybody pop up.
Will, you got the show going?
No,
what up, Will? I'm on here. We got to get him in.
What up, Will?
We got to get him in.
Call in, y'all.
Yeah, damn. Good God almighty. Y'all got the show going. Lord, have mercy.
What a big Rouse at. Big Rouse need to come on in here. Big Rouse.
Big Rouse said he wanted to get the show going. He called me too many times. I guess y'all got it going.
Yeah.
Man,
what the hell? What up, though? I'm in here. What's that,
Rio? We back like we never left.
Who
is back like we never left.
Man, that motherfucker, I owe Lil Will $25. He gonna have to get it like Tyson got the belt.
That ain't never been a problem.
Then they put Lenny in the car, and he went red for the fucking bread.
Who was in the car?
Lenny was in there. He got in there and drove it. Went red for the bread.
Man, who was out there in that big old red clown suit? Who the hell was that?
Ain't no
wheel.
That damn preacher boy stepped on away from there, boy.
Yeah.
They talk about Preacher Boy. He had them motherfucking white people with him. I said, goddamn.
I wonder, is he coming up the mile on the 12th?
Is he a Randolph? We back popping.
I wonder if he,
Yeah.
That was Randy, you bet it.
Nah, I don't know. Peso said opening. He on. That's Peso. Uh-huh. Where is Timothy Rouse at? He want a fucking show. Get his ass on here. Let me get
I just
on.
Need to know if, I want to know if Preacher Boy coming, planning on making the trip of the mile in.
Preacher Boy, he's still going down the track right now.
Got him about 7,000-8,000 in his pocket.
I think we're about 7,500. Minus 200 because he got to get sinned.
Rock didn't want to bet no money. Bad money don't win no money.
Yeah, we got next week. We got the week after racing. And then we got, a week off. And then we go to the Ohio with, and Zabo race.
Huh.
Yep. But we got Milan coming up this Friday and Saturday. We're going to get it. Payson said we're going to do the leaf screen and anything on 28 shootout.
One down. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks worth of racing, man. 3 weeks worth. Somebody call a preacher player.
This week, we got this week, next week, and then we got a week off. Then we get Ohio.
Somebody please call.
Hey, Will.
Huh?
Who you like between me and Tony Bynes, man?
I ain't seen y'all make a pass.
Me neither.
Well, I like Tony Bynes. Who's that? Is that Peso?
Yeah,
it's Peso.
Man, Peso, you know Tony Bynes gonna steal y'all, man. Nigga, that motherfucker's a legend, man.
Hey. We got to go after him. Gonna have to go ahead and lay that hit down.
Y'all fucking with a legend, man. Are you crazy? Don't do that, Pay.
Somebody got to do it.
Hey, Lil Will. Where Lil Will at?
I mean, that's trying out.
If Salinas get his car fixed, who you like, Salinas or Tony? Or both?
Salinas going to fuck him up. That motherfucker Celine doesn't fade away. I don't know. Which car are you talking about running? Trouble?
Black Gal.
So what is Black Gal? That's the old Trouble. That's the other car.
That's the other
Camaro.
Car. You know he got two of them. He got two of them.
He got
three of them.
Then what's the other?
He got Trouble, Black Gal, and then he got that other one. He got a new one coming out on Steel All Glass.
Boss, yep. Get boss on this motherfucker, man.
And we got the Austin All Glass shootout on on Saturday.
Hold on, let me get boss on this motherfucker, Lil Will. Hold on.
Y'all better call Tim Hawks. Tim Hawks been calling me like a motherfucker about this show. Get Tim out. Fucker's house. What the fuck are you doing, Tim?
What?
See Mark and his G-Body and his Malibu Mystique.
He got that big wagon out.
The blue G-Body. I think it's a Malibu. Pretty sure it's a Malibu. Mystique, Mark, and Brown Blue.
Hey,
and them
Mark Crank?
No, Mark.
No,
the brother Mark.
Oh, you talking about that blue one with the Pro Charger on?
You talking about Mark Dang.
Yeah, okay, that's nice.
Yeah, we call him Mark Dang.
What do he look like?
Hey, that mother looks good, man. They got the first pass, they didn't do too hot. Second pass, man, that mother came down and made a very good hit. Best hit I've seen him make.
What do you
want to
do?
Looking for. Huh?
What do you
want to
do?
I think he's going to get in the shootout for next weekend. We need all G-Bodies, paging all G-Bodies, man. Y'all been quiet. I know everybody working on the parts, but we got to decide what we're going to do. All we need is $5,000 to the winner off the trailer Saturday. So y'all can test on Friday. You know what I mean? So if y'all got to do it, let's get it popping. But it was him out. I know UP Outlaws at AM. I know I hope Jig can make it. I hope Virgil can make it. I hope James can make it with that order. He gonna be gone? Okay.
Puppy Dog, what about Puppy Dog?
Yeah, hopefully Puppy Dog can make it. We got Marcus trying to make it, Marcus Crawford and him. He told me, he said, man, I'm waiting on one part. So He trying to make it. So it's a lot of guys trying to make it. I know it's early, man. May came fast and parts coming slow. So hopefully we can at least get eight, man, get the year started off with a bang.
He motherfuckers told you. So we started off with a bang.
Well, yeah, we got Eddie, fella. We got Eddie. Eddie. Yeah, man.
Hey, ain't nobody got Preacher Boy number five? Somebody should have Preacher Boy number now.
Hold on now. Hey,
Lil Will.
Pull that gate closed when I go out. You about to go out?
Yeah.
Long time no see.
Boss, and
that smoking cigars too.
Boss didn't answer and Preacher Boy didn't answer.
That goddamn Preacher Boy done whooped some ass over there today. What a
Hey, Lil Will, I got Preacher Boy on.
Y'all
got
to hold on, man.
Right.
Preacher Boy on another line. Hold on.
Hey, Preacher Boy.
Preacher Boy, going still. He said he's still calm. Y'all got to hold on.
No, I'm going to tell him to stay. Hold on.
Shut the fuck up. You ain't still calm, Preacher Boy, you cocksucker.
Hey, Preach.
He said, hold on,
Lil Will.
That preacher better tell you no East too. Y'all got to hold on. Y'all got to hold on. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Who wanted the show, man? Who wanted the show? Where everybody at?
Tim House, man. One wants the show. He ain't heard him. Ain't heard, bro. He been calling me like a mother. Man, what they gonna do about you? What they gonna do about you? You
ain't
even
heard it.
Yo.
King Mo.
What up, y'all?
I've been on the show. Gotta take it easy. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Preacher Boy.
Talking. You want to run the show?
Yes.
You be talking.
Is that Preacher?
Yeah, what up?
Yeah, that's here.
You ain't heard the motor. You ain't heard the car, did you?
No. I just got to do some things to it. I know it. I got some other shit I got to do. I'll be down for a little while. Don't take long.
Get your whole ass to Michigan, and we're going to peel it, knock your motherfucking block off.
I thought maybe you was going to come up here this Friday or Saturday, man.
I'll plan on being there on the
19th.
You're going to be there the 19th?
I'm going to try to watch.
I'm going to see if you want to log in.
With what?
With that little Batman. I wouldn't mind doing it at Peso Race, but you know.
Well, listen, why would I run Batman? Y'all got a lot of other shit over there for me to run.
I mean, I was just asking, Preacher Boy. I was just asking.
I'm just saying, y'all got a lot of shit. Hey, man, why don't you shut up anymore, man? Please.
Man, you got a knockdown fucking race car. You talking about you don't run a run.
Hey, man, call me. Hey, whoever I'm talking to, call me whenever you get a chance to, man. I'm getting off the phone, man. I want y'all.
Man,
that.
Don't leave, Terrio.
This ain't no Terrio.
I mean,
that's
Rachel,
what
Preacher
Boy,
leave.
Man. What
Rachel,
up, man?
Don't leave, man. We want to give you flowers while you're still here, Preacher Boy. I mean,
I appreciate that shit. Hey, I ain't said nothing to that man, not a motherfucking word. His dog is in a knot. I hope you sit in that motherfucking sludge hammer off his ass and have a good night.
Hey, now, Preacher Boy, I got a question.
Preacher Boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Preach,
hey,
he on the way to Punkin's place. He about to open up for the night. He got to get some money back.
Hey, man, they can work all motherfucking night. I don't give a fuck. I ain't need none no more.
Hey, Preacher Boy, they say when you bump the car in, though, your shit cut off. Is that true?
Showing the fuck did. I was double bubbing the motherfucker cut off.
What the hell? You had a fuel bump on or something?
Whatever was wrong, man. It don't even matter. I made it work.
So you started the bitch back up before he can bump in and put it to the floor.
Well, I did my job, man. That's all I can tell a person. Y'all know I ain't shit. Y'all been telling me for a long time I ain't shit, but hey, I ain't shit, but I know how to win.
You ain't shit, nigga.
I just said that. Hey,
preacher boy. Preacher boy.
Yes.
Now, did y'all stop on the other end, or he kept on driving right on by you?
Yeah.
At the end, at the end of the track, or y'all just drove
along
back?
Which the second? Oh, you talking about the first race? Because the second race, Lenny drove.
Lenny, he was behind me on the way back. I didn't get to see them, man. Hey, man, I don't know how they ran. We didn't get to do it again. I know they'll be back.
Now, when you left up out of this, did you look over to see if you saw him?
What you mean? When? When you realized?
On the first race. On the first race.
He said he was behind me. Trying to, he went in the same lane I did. I don't know what happened. I don't look behind me when I'm racing. My job is to go straight ahead.
Tow the cones down and everything.
He used to cut the grass. Hey, he thought he was in a lawnmower. So, shit, he trying to cut the grass.
Man, that man's just a loser, man. You know that. Hey, that man is a natural-born loser, man. A natural-born motherfucking loser, bro.
Hey, man, I told him, listen, this is the only thing I'm going to crack on. I told him when that little nigga was born, they should have took him by the legs and pressed his ass out. Crooked-ass bitch.
Hey, get that nigga on, Will. Will, get that nigga on.
All that shit he said about my mama, he bought her a bouquet of flowers.
I need to get Jeremiah rich ass on. He ain't have enough to
Jeremiah, man, I don't know what the hell happened with Jeremiah, man.
That damn, I told y'all, preacher boy went down there, shook down. I told y'all that nigga wasn't going down the track, man. That nigga ain't never went down the track straight. I told y'all.
Hey, I made that bitch keep driving. He said he's through driving, man.
Is that what he said?
He ain't never driving again. That's what that horse-house bitch better do. That man breath smell like pure shit. He's all in my face trying to talk. Burning my eyebrows.
That nigga terrible.
Man,
hey, but I thought Mr. B, I kind of catch Mr. B before they left so I can lock in him and Freddie.
Lord, have mercy. You going to do him? He going to do them next?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. I can
who the hell is that trap is loud like that?
Y'all gonna, where y'all going to run them at?
Hey, look, Will, I heard you was looking for me. Look, Will, I'm right here.
Hey, Lemonhead.
Hey.
Why you didn't show up to the party, Lemonhead? No, well, they said you stood up. You showed up
to
the back.
I got to run them on the wall. I heard you say I ain't have enough to bet.
I don't know that. I said that. They said you had a lot of stop at the sound. Who said it, motherfucker? You know what, boy? So let me put a little fat on your head. I only realized I had a couple thousand on me. I ain't gonna lie to you. I called my sister. I said, hey, do me a favor. Come meet me at the track. Bring me some money.
She said, how much you need? I told her how much I needed. She pulled up out there in an hour and 40 minutes. Hey, man, don't talk that shit to me, dog. I was ready.
Man,
I ain't need a nigga to bet with me. I was betting my own bag, Lil Will. Lil Will, you depended on Chemo to come to the track and cover you, bro.
Nah, he ain't. That ain't me talking. That was me talking to your crazy ass.
Who is me?
That's Chemo.
The other one.
Hey, Jeremiah, why did they say yesterday that you told them that you don't know if you're going to race because your crew ain't betting with you? What? What the fuck was all that about?
See, that's what happened with whole ass niggas talk to bitch ass niggas and take the story to the wrong place. That's not what we're doing.
Hey,
Jeremiah.
Yeah. Only could have Gamble 2000. Your team backed out on you yesterday. What's going on, man?
That was never said out of my mouth. So tell whoever that brought that lie to the show to get on the show and talk about the lie that they said.
See, well, they I know you they ain't gonna stand up.
I know they not. But see, what I want to do is I know you want ratings for your show, but whatever you do, I ain't gonna let them run around me, man.
I ain't even got no show, so we don't need no ratings. I ain't gonna let a nigga lie on me now. I was on one of the Chicago boys line and heard that one, like, man, this nigga's crew backed out. And now he's saying he ain't got enough money. I said, yeah,
man,
nigga,
let me tell you what else they said, Chemo. They said that my car wasn't running. My car was in pieces. They said a lot of stuff.
So did you bring the car to the
Hold on, y'all. Leave Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the preacher boy. What was wrong with your car, man? What was wrong with your car?
Oh, it was something as simple as, honestly, a throttle cable. It was my throttle cable.
Oh, all your throttle cables acting up. God damn it. God damn it, y'all.
Hey, Jeremiah, I just didn't have time to fool with you. I had my own racing stuff going on.
Wait, preach word. You would have tuned that motherfucker.
I would have tuned it for him if he asked me. You know what he got to do. You do the white folks. Drop that bag, and I'd have put him down that motherfucker Broadway.
But now, preacher, you know, like I said, it was all good.
I tried to help him, but I was
No, preacher, you're lying. You didn't try to help me. You did help me. You didn't try. You did. You actually did help me.
Hey, man.
Well, I don't turn my back on nobody. Wait. Where your crew at, Jerry? Where is
my crew? Was there?
What you call them? Freak Nasty? Not Freak Nasty. What you call them? What you call your crew, man? Freak Boys and shit. What the hell? What you call
them? I'll put,
come on, Jeff.
Timo, let me say something real quick to you, man.
Come on, man.
We racing and you on the sideline.
Yes, it don't matter.
Who is that? Hold on, Kimo. Somebody on the phone, Kimo.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, preacher.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
That's you, B.
Not you.
The one and only, the sweetest, sweet honey.
Honey,
what's up, Cream?
We won't be able to talk, man. Hey, B.
Hold on. Y'all be quiet for a minute. Y'all let them talk.
I was meant to, after I parked and did what I was going to do and finish running my mouth, I was going to lock in the 500 with you, 5 on 25, and take that clip from you.
Okay. What do you want to do it?
We're going to do it on the 19th. I was looking for you to talk to you for an idea. I got a fix-up problem that I had.
I guess we can link up tomorrow and pass to the DP.
Listen to me, Mr. B. I don't like all this aftermarket stuff around these assholes. They want to know they're assholes. We both got each other's phone number, and we both got D number. So we'll make them some kind of way and take our business, okay? We going to keep
all
it.
Right,
everything
a,
I do, I'm going to
try that's
to
a goal for me.
Like, you didn't see me going over there, building up that man.
Say less, Christian.
Hello?
Hey, Bonnie, Mr. B, what y'all want to do with Lil Mo?
I don't know. What calls, man? Because I got
somebody's phone echoing, man.
Talk to me.
got a lot of noise. You got all the noise. That's Mr. Beast.
Somebody
on the
line.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. No, it ain't, Chance. No, it ain't. Somebody else with some other noise.
Hey, Vaughn, you got a speakerphone.
It ain't me, so don't worry.
That's Vaughn on speakerphone.
No, there's two phones on the same line that's next to each other.
Yep.
Somebody got a lot of road noise, too. Like they got a freight line or something.
Two people on the phone together.
This nigga said like
they
had a freight line.
Where's O'Sherry at? Where's O'Sherry?
Oh,
Terrio going to Funky Place. He's going to open up.
Terrio,
he got buy one free tonight.
No, check this out. He got three wings for $27.50. A large order of turkey tips costs $35. No mild sauce. Mild sauce extra.
Man, you can get 12 wings for $5 tonight.
No, you know what, preacher? I want you to go out there. No, don't go out there because he probably put some poison.
I
wouldn't
go out there and do shit, just like I didn't say shit to him after I fucked him up. It's, hey, the pressure on his face was good enough.
No, you know what? I saw you. You jugged a little bit from a far distance, and I respect that. I tell you about that, but I like that you conducted yourself in the manner.
Yeah,
that you
did. You know, Terrio known to punch now. Do a little punching now.
I would hope Terrio wouldn't have done no shit like that. But you know, he is his own man. There's consequences and repercussions behind a lot of shit, man. So that's just what it is. That's my take on it. You know what I'm saying? I was just hoping he wouldn't do that because that wouldn't have been cool.
I tried my best to conduct myself like a race. I conducted myself like a man too. A good race. I ain't trying to jug at him. I ain't trying to call him no dumbass. All the rest of the dumbass shit. Hey.
Listen, if you win, you ain't got to do none of that goofy ass shit. You won. You won twice, back to back. All that shit don't mean nothing. Like, I think I'm sure. Yeah, you probably trying to go back. So. You ain't got no reason to dog the man out. Like, let him grab some confidence and come back. I wouldn't say a fucking word to him. Nobody. I'll fuck him up. I ain't got nothing to say to you.
Hold on a minute.
I'll be the nicest motherfucker in the world after I fucking nigga up. Hey, man, you all right?
Hey, fuck you, Tate. You lying.
Hey, why is that? I'm not understanding
this. I promise you I ain't lying. Ask Preacher Boy with me and him, Ray. I'll be the nicest motherfucker in the world. I'm trying to get a bitch to go back.
Right, I ain't trying to listen. I ain't trying to act like no asshole with them. I ain't trying to fuck with them like that.
Right.
If they
want to
go back, I'm willing to go back.
Preacher Boy. Tell Mr. B I ain't lying. But me and you, Ray, how nice was our words after the race?
Very nice and respectful.
And very nice. I'm telling you, man, I don't... What the fuck I'm going to beat a man down for? He already got fucked up. I want him to get his confidence back. And hopefully
Preacher
he'll
Boy.
Go back.
Goddamn, they talk, they're having a conversation.
I got some real interview questions.
It ain't gonna do me no goddamn good to beat him up. Other people gonna beat him up any motherfucker.
Jerks over here.
I ain't got to beat him up.
Who the fuck is that with that? Who in the fuck got that hand on the side on with that pipe?
I'm gonna tell all y'all. The proof is in the pudding. After all the conversation and everything you do, the proof is in the pudding. The motherfucker that did that check was the baddest motherfucker on earth right now.
I mean, the man went out there and raced. He did a back-to-back race.
Hey, Mr. Williams.
For the shit talking. He went out there and did what he had to do. And Terrio wanted to get some get back. The man probably going to go back again. That's it. It's no reason to go back again.
Man, them folks ain't going back to Copper Cell probably. Shit.
Hey, y'all. I ain't with that Joe Jenny.
Hey, Preacher
no
Boy,
more,
will you be quiet and listen to the interview? I just want to ask you a question. Are these motherfucking show morons is acting a fool trying to tear you down? But I want to hit on some Preacher Boy. Every motherfucker said you won shit. You was stupid.
Yeah.
But because you went down to Alabama and you tested your car. Do you think that helped you today, that you knew what she'll do? Off the line, off the trailer, what
have
you?
That's what I went down there to do. That's what I went down there to do. Test my car, enjoy myself with my money. Here, what the fuck I want to do with my shit. I own this. I do what the fuck I want.
There you are. Were you at the Grove yesterday? Did you go to the Grove yesterday too?
I went to the Grove yesterday.
Hey, preacher boy, smart motherfucker. Yeah, some of these other dumb motherfuckers better follow his lead, because if you're really trying to raise
people. No, I don't want nobody to be like me.
No, I'm just saying, like,
preacher boy,
who said you was dumb? No, I'm saying, who said he was dumb for testing his car last week? Like, them some motherfuckers that ain't trying.
Them same motherfuckers that sat on the couch.
Man, there's some dumb motherfuckers. If you don't test, man, you can park these cars. Josh Lowe said he went testing Flock Friday. Early in the day, that car ran beautiful, wherever the fuck he went. And he brought his ass right over there to Steele, Alabama, and everything could go wrong with a car went wrong with it. So, y'all some dumb motherfuckers. All that off-the-trailer shit, like them stupid motherfuckers talking.
Listen, I came off the trailer today, but goddamn it, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I was practicing like a motherfucker.
But you did your job
the
day before, preacher.
You know how you got
a motherfucker that ain't much. You did your job for all week long, nigga. You've been in the gym all week. You're a bad motherfucker.
Right.
You're a smart motherfucker. Don't let no... And you picked up a check. Hey, man, some of these niggas dumb as hell. I be listening to this shit, and they stupid as hell.
I want y'all to know I stay in the bushes for a reason. I stay in the bushes for a reason. You know what? What I learned about being in the bushes, I can piss, I can shit, and I ain't got to worry about a motherfucker telling me who did it.
Hold on,
I stay in the bushes.
Why y'all ain't got Boo Magic on here? He all that Boo Magic.
Man, that man.
Yeah, why y'all ain't got Terry on the phone?
That man got turkey
special
going on right now.
Terry don't want to get over here and cuss y'all out.
Hell no, about
man.
To get 3-3.
He got to cut the driver out.
Yeah.
Mr. B, he got right now, buy two, get three free. Get three all night.
He got extended hours.
Boo Magic. Hell yeah.
Is anybody up here locked in for the next 2 weeks in March? I mean.
Leon and Ryan locked in.
I know that, Ray. We going to fuck Leon up. I ain't talking about that.
Now, you ain't have to say that shit.
Leon did it in four holes of church.
That man tried to
get involved when he ripped me off of that hotel money.
And what happened?
Hold on. I got to
say,
Leon blocked
that. Hey, can I say something? I'm glad you said that. Hey, listen to me. I want y'all to hear this and understand this. That man said he ripped them off of a hotel room, but that man then gave him his money for the motor shit, and he said he got his lick back. He passed the first lick the first trip. He fucked him twice.
Yeah, he fucked his wife, preacher boy. Preacher boy, he tripped the motor. Preacher boy, the man said he tripped the motor off and only cost $70, and he told me down there $400. I ain't even know that.
That was the first fucking. And then the hotel. That was
the
two fucking.
Hey, now he mad at me. He blocked me on Facebook. Ain't that a bitch? He blocked me.
I've been blocked. Hey, don't feel bad. I've been blocked. He blocked me a long time ago.
Hey, man, that man blocked me and deleted me on Facebook. I said, damn, you fucked me over and block and delete me. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, y'all, get his high ass on, man. Come on, man.
He fucked me over and then block and delete me. Ain't that some shit?
God damn.
It's not leaky, man. Come on, man. That's leaky.
I've been blocked. Hey, I've been blocked. And I asked him, I said, man, why you blocked me? You know what he told me? I was a bad boy. Yeah, you was a bad boy. That's why I blocked you.
down.
But I guess, hey, I guess since I said Rag gonna fuck him up, he deleted and blocked me, Preacher Boy, because I said Rag gonna fuck him up the other day.
And listen,
Preacher Boy, you did pretty good today.
I mean, I did my job. When I go to work, listen, when I go to work, I go to work. I don't have anything really to say behind that.
Everything you're saying is true.
I did it by myself.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Can I ask you a question, Mr. B?
Yes, you can. I can.
I've been trying to lock a couple guys in. Do you know what these guys always tell me?
What they always tell you?
They don't want to talk to me. They want to talk to Skip.
Let me say something else.
But you the one handling that. You handling the best. So, I mean,
hey,
I don't understand.
Hey, Mr. B.
Hey, Mr. B.
Tell my betting my money the right way. Everybody I talk to, I like, come on, we do this, we do that. The pot never changed. I didn't have to deal with all that
shit,
man.
In his defense, he was putting pressure on Cockeyed Eddie and Redley, them folks on the side, he was putting pressure on Ed. He said, tell one nigga, that's all you got, that's all we bet. You want to bet some more?
Man, what y'all say? Cockeyed Eddie. Who is Cockeyed Eddie?
You don't know him, Chemo.
God damn, y'all got a rush in. Cockeyed Eddie. Lord, huh?
Well, he cockeyed it.
Damn. Woo, I'll be up there. Cockeyed
Eddie. I don't know what they call Terry. Y'all should call that bitch not needed hope.
Some of these people embrace their nicknames, like Leakin. They embrace that shit.
Leakin Leon.
They embrace that shit.
And Leon
gonna
pop
out this motherfucker,
man. Chemo. Who crossed?
You see that motherfucking Jerio had that motherfucking Fred Sanford shirt on? What do you think, Fred? What you think he's saying in the front? Big dummy motherfucker,
Chemo.
He had the
right
shirt on.
Hey, I don't know if that was a good shirt for Terrio to wear today. I ain't bullshit. Terrio, my man. I don't know if that was a good shirt to wear today.
So, what kind of award did he get today?
Hey, I ain't
get the jacket.
Every motherfucking award you can imagine. The dumb ass, the stupid ass, the weird ass, the punk ass, no driving ass.
Release that bitch. That's what I'm talking about.
Life like this.
Oh, man.
I wish Drain Drop would fall.
Cockeyed Eddie, man. Wait a minute, man. They call this nigga Cockeyed Eddie. I like that name, though.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hey, that name like Jackball.
Cockeyed.
Hey, Preacher Boy.
Jackball.
There you go, Preacher Boy.
Yes.
Did you switch lanes at the last minute?
No, I did not.
Why they was complaining talking about you in this lane?
Listen to me. He flipped a lane. He said he wanted the left lane. I didn't argue. When he got up there and I got in the right lane, he got to come out. He wants that lane, too. So he wanted to be in both lanes. They said when he took off, he got what he wanted, both lanes.
Hey, golly. I like that, Preacher. I like that.
Hey, Preacher Boy, now let me ask you this. Where do you think Cockeyed Eddie betted at, with you or with him?
How would he better get me and I got his money?
No, I'm asking. I don't know. I'm asking. Who is Cockeyed?
Hey, man,
when I like
that name. Hey, listen. The only thing I didn't like about this is this. Hold on. I want y'all to hear this. Everybody and their grandmama talk bad about me, but when they went to racing, everybody want to bet with me and my pot and all that. I ain't seen a motherfucker getting me a spot
club. Well, I'm going to tell you one motherfucker that. Terrio.
No,
Preacher Boy.
That's who didn't want to bet with you. And he going to come off mute and go crazy.
Boom.
That motherfucker Scrap. Scrap didn't want to bet. I told Scrap I'd take Terrier. Scrap said, nah. It's hard to bet you.
Goddamn, Scrap.
I gave you your bet.
Well, my whole thing is this, man. Everybody, hey, well, Mr. B knows, I bet my own money that I came here with enough money to do what my job was to do.
Hey, preacher boy, where you get all them white boys from, man? Where you get all the white boys from that was with you?
Y'all worry about the wrong shit. They people. They people, hey. Those are people like everybody else.
Hey, Terrio, I mean, preacher boy. You got some white boys with you, man. They like they believe in you, huh?
Timo.
Man, that's my brother. Hey, that's my brother and that's his best friend.
Y'all say everybody that's been with me, y'all call me.
Damn. Well, you know what? Scrappy didn't want
to
bet with Leon.
Well, talk to me, motherfucker.
Scrappy didn't want to bet with Leon?
No, I tried to bet him. I tried to bet him $1,000 with for this race, Preacher Boy versus Terrier.
That bitch ass nigga lied to you, man.
Hey,
that pussy bitch motherfucker lied to you, man.
He's a lying
pussy bitch motherfucker. That's what he's doing. He gonna try to tell me how to bet my money. Bitch, I tell way better than you. I got an education, you dumb motherfucker. You have no education, so your dumb ass knows how to come in here, too.
Don't come in this bitch hot.
You're a stupid motherfucker. You're not going to tell me how to bet my money.
Double down, Tay. I told you, double down with Ryan and Leon bet. I don't want to double down. I said, I bet the
$1,000. Hey, Tay, let me ask you a question. You've been getting a long time.
No.
Who does that, though? Who does that? He goes, he gonna bet you on one race how he want to bet you, but then he gonna tell you he gonna double up on his ass. Who the fuck does that?
Hey,
I told him we gonna bet the same thing on both races.
This was the gamble, right? I told the man, okay, we bet $1,000 on Preacher Boy and Terrio race. And then
who was betting with who on that race?
I said, I'll take Terrio. Fuck. I'll take Terrio $1,000. I say, but next week, Ryan and Leon bet, let's go down, bet to $2,000. I don't want to do that.
Did that make any sense to you, Tate? That make any sense to you?
Man, he got a point, Kimo. You know what I'm saying? You can't hold him up.
I don't want to push. I don't
want to
break even, Tate.
Kimo,
you wouldn't have broke even, motherfucker.
Kimo, listen. I understand that on your end, because I'd be the same way. But you can't hold him to that.
But he gonna... hey, I didn't even want to bet on that race. He wanted, if I bet you with Leon race, you got to bet me with
Leon. But why y'all just in that? If he likes the race today and you like the race in 2 weeks, why y'all just in that 5-5?
That's what I told him.
I told him that.
He said no.
Double down, baby.
He said no.
Double down. I don't want to bet the same thing.
Because
if I lose, I'm going to try to get my money back or double it up, baby.
Well, I'm trying to lose. Jesus, you like Leon for
$500? Hell no, he ain't going to go.
I told him, go fuck with him. His buddy got blood on him. I don't even want to fuck with him. I had to argue with this motherfucker for two hours yesterday, and I missed my beat.
I'm talking about me and you with Leon and Brian.
No.
I like that for $500.
Did I not tell Terrio he was going to stop counting? He was going to stop way before I did it.
God damn, y'all did that today?
Yeah, Preacher Boy fucked these people up, man. I was just so mad because Kimo wouldn't even bet.
Preacher Boy, you told Terrio don't stop counting?
Yeah.
See, preacher boy, see, this shit gonna come to a halt. And all these motherfuckers, somebody say better fucking now. This shit gonna come to a halt. I'm telling you that.
Would you bet this motherfucker Kimo if he'd have slipped your bet already and you were the one? I could have fucked him up because I was bet with preacher boy. So you think I would actually bet him?
Yeah, money don't
win
money.
Baby. I don't even want to fuck with him. Oh, hey, I tell you, I don't even want to fuck with this clown ass nigga. Because every time we bet, it only took us 2 seconds to close our bet. Ain't nobody going to tell you what you got to double up with all that goofball ass shit. Nigga, if we don't bet, let's just bet and get it over with.
I want to double down, baby, because I didn't want to
bet. We
could have
bet a G and a G. I told us bet a G and a G.
I didn't want to bet on this.
Double down. Let's your dumb ass out of here.
The the only way I bet you is you bet this race. Motherfucker, okay, well, we're going to double down on the next race.
So why you didn't just double up on both of them?
So y'all hit a Mexican standoff.
Man, this man talking
about
the only way
I'm going to bet. It was no Mexican standoff because he didn't really want to
bet.
I told him we're going to bet the same on both races. If you want to bet a G on that race, that's better G on the other one. Now I done slipped my bet. I done slipped my bet and preacher boy done won, and I didn't... And I didn't get this bitch.
Man,
I don't even want to fuck with
it. You scared.
Fuck
you.
I don't
want to
fuck with
it. You can't get me when you scared. You got scared.
I ain't
got to
be scared.
There,
I give my money to one of these whores to have fun. It don't bother
there,
me.
You got scared.
I ain't got scared
there,
money. There's no shortage over here, boy. I'm good. I'm good over here. You got life fucked all the way up, boy. I'm good.
I
ain't
got
to fuck for no bitch on the phone.
Hey, preacher boy, I'm trying to get that hotel money back. We gotta fuck me out of 5-10.
We took one on the back line and straighten that out, you know.
Congratulations. I don't even get down like that, man. I would stay out of that shit. With him and Ryan, I never said nothing about who I like and none of that, but the man that fucked me on my money, I hope he get fucked up, and I plan on getting fucked up.
Then he turned around
and go public and say he fucked me out of shipping my motor off. It's only $70. The man charged me down there $400. Now who does? Why would he tell on himself like that, crap?
He said he just did that fucking with you, Tate. He said he shows you his receipt. Oh, no.
That's right.
He said he shows you his receipt, Tate.
Listen, he can, listen, in all the years of us racing, he done betted against me several times. I done bet against him. It ain't never been no bad blood. All this shit because I said Ryan ain't going to fuck him up. And then he fucked me out the hotel money and all that. The man bogus, man.
Y'all straight it out.
And white, hey, it's white though he bogus.
Hey, I'm on a gag with him, man. I got to call you
on
that,
man. Yeah, man, go on gag. I'm just saying, like, man, the shit.
Take that back.
The shit just completely blown me. I'm like, you see that day when he said all that? I'm like, Leon, it's me. I ain't even cuss him out of nothing that day. I said, man, don't worry about it. It's all good.
Yeah, y'all are working out, man. Y'all go down.
Funny shit. Hey, man, say you ain't even in the threes yet.
Yeah, hey, guess what? I'm slow, preacher boy. Hey, that ain't doing nothing telling the motherfucker I'm slow. I'm cool with that, though. He can tell the motherfucker that all he wants. So that's another thing, though. If we all been grudge racing all our life, why is he on the phone saying, I can't go in the three? What kind of shit is that, Scrap?
Hey, man.
Y'all was in the heat of the moment.
Hey, listen, I don't give a fuck. You ain't never hear me say nothing about his EP. Oh.
Oh, Lord.
You know what?
I ain't never say what he can't run. I ain't never, like, that ain't even in my character, bro. All I was talking about was how you fuck people over like you fucked me over.
What the fuck
what my car run got to do with anything?
My
No,
not a damn thing you asked me.
That's how you know he took the shit. He know he was bogus and he took the shit personal. And all I kept erasing. All I said was, "Where I gonna fuck him up?" That was it.
Love got to do with it. Love
now if I start telling the truth about what he can't run and what he run, then I'll be wrong, Strap.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, say, I'm finna get off this phone, man. Y'all go ahead.
Yeah, but see, I ain't
that
type of
nigga. You can straighten that out,
though.
I'm gonna
just take
what I
know
and double down and get them fucked up. That's all.
Yeah, I thought you sold him, though.
And I told Cuzzo, I said he sold him.
Let me ask you this.
Everybody's gonna take care of
you,
man. Hold up, Kimo, hold up. What'd you say, Strap?
I thought you sold the room because that's what I said he's gonna take care of that. But I thought you sold it. I told him you sold it because we saw you put it on the internet, so I thought it was gold. I didn't know
no,
you still
but
had
still, the person wanted it. He only wanted one day, so I still was liable for one day. You know what I'm saying? It was 2 days. So about him only wanting one day, I couldn't make him pay for 2 days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
he was going to take care of it, though.
Hey, any motherfucker know me, Scrap, guess what? Did you hear me argue with him that day when he said, fuck me, and his mama got to get out the grave? Did I argue with him, Scrap?
He was hot though, like, when he said
did I argue with him? Did you hear me argue with him?
No, you
I
did
said,
not.
Okay.
No, you did not.
No.
I said,
okay,
no,
Leon. This me. I said, Leon, this me you talking to. He kept going crazy. I said, no problem. I never argue with him. You know why I didn't argue with Scrap? Because it wasn't about the fucking money. It wasn't about the price of the room or what it cost. It was the principle.
It was just the principle.
Yeah. It was the
fucking principle,
man. Y'all know me. I usually retaliate on any motherfucker that come at me. I didn't even retaliate, man. Because I said to myself, wow.
Hey. It wasn't worth it, because, hey, the only person that looked like
there you go, preacher boy.
Preacher
boy, now see, some motherfuckers understand. It wasn't even worth it, because I said to myself, wow.
All this stuff in the way.
This what a nigga
do
for me.
When the person in the wrong,
because just let the shit out there.
No, they wrong.
Why not?
They just look like a big asshole. So
yeah.
My whole thing is, I don't want to argue with no motherfucker about it no more, period.
I didn't argue with him not one bit, and can't no motherfucker only allow me. I said to myself, this what a nigga do for me.
And milk, and then I'm coming
to me when I'm
man,
looking out for him.
I'll hang it up later.
Hey, go your bitch on
milk.
Mute.
Man, who is that? Who is that talking about cookies and milk? Who the hell is
yeah,
that?
Hey, yeah, hey, Kimo, this what a nigga do to me when I'm trying to look out for him. You see what I'm saying? That's why I didn't argue with him. I didn't have no response. I didn't have to argue with him, bro. I just chopped it up, man. Sometimes you take a loss and you move the fuck on.
Hey, Tate.
Karma is a bitch.
Hey, Tate. First of all, I got a little baby bucket list. Care my bucket list. I came all the way to steal to enjoy myself. But here go a motherfucker that ain't gave me $1 want to talk about me because I didn't do something he couldn't do. He couldn't leave goddamn his restaurant and nothing else. I do what I want to do with my money. I don't know why another motherfucker always got to put a 2 cent in. Like they own your shit and control of your shit.
Hey,
preacher
boy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Hey preacher boy. I got faggot-ass Jamie up here in Chicago. This nigga is a troll. This nigga been telling me who I'm supposed to run with my shit for the last year. You know what I'm saying? I said, nigga, you just like a bitch. That want a 12-inch dick, a big house, and a Bentley. I said, you just like a bitch. They want a 12-inch dick, a Bentley, and a big house. And once you give it all to that bitch, she still ain't happy.
Yeah.
Get your ass. You stop worrying about what the fuck I do with my car, nigga.
Damn. God damn, see?
Yeah.
I got to ask you, do he catch it?
Huh?
Let me catch it.
I guess he catching it. I don't know what the fuck he catching. But he gonna leave. Hey, Kimo, he gonna leave me alone about what the fuck I do with my car and how I spend my money like preacher boy.
Well, let me ask you this. Why he ain't locked in with you?
We talking about Jamie in Chicago, Jamie. I'll tell you why Jamie. Kimo.
Yeah.
Jamie in Chicago, out of town, and the Trigger Man guy, he ain't logging in with me the same reason Q ain't logging in with me. They don't like what the fuck they see, nigga.
Oh, okay.
I got you. And I ain't stutter. They don't like what the fuck they see.
Ready.
But,
that
was my first goddamn time out. They've been out testing since fucking February.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen. All these motherfuckers got opinions about somebody else's shit. Don't own shit, can't buy shit, or can't get nothing that looks like our shit. But they always got something smart to say.
Yeah, man. They need to shut the fuck up. That's what they need to do.
If they shut the fuck up and watch more races and bet, it'll be a lot more races. But they always got to put their 2 feet in it and fuck everything up. Then it ain't no race.
Yeah.
They some ass backwards niggas.
It's always with a bitch. I told Jamie, bitch, hey, Jamie up here, Kimo in Chicago, that nigga ain't raised nobody or did nothing in 20 years, and you worry about what the fuck I'm doing.
I was told to ask Preacher Boy, and don't kill me, Preacher Boy, did you give DP man any money?
Why you worry about what I treat? There you go again. Why you worry about that?
No, preacher boy.
Y'all worry about
boy.
Shit
did you hear what
don't concern y'all.
Did you hear what I just said, man? I got a text.
I'm just breaking it down to you.
It said, Okay.
I got a question. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you supposed to give a motherfucker some money for, because you said hold it for a minute?
I don't know. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. Yes, I do.
That's for you, but let me tell you this. I don't want no motherfucker asking me about nothing about what I do in my life. Because when I shit, I wipe my own ass. When you shit, I don't ask you what color it was or who wiped your ass.
Somebody just wanted to know that you take care of the man.
Tell them, if you may give a motherfucker something, that's the motherfucker they supposed to be worried about.
Text her, did you hear that? Did you hear what that man say?
The word is mind your motherfucking business. See, this is what I try to tell somebody. Listen, this is a good story. If a motherfucker goes on a slapping spree or a killing spree, your stupid ass want to go see who it is, I'll be shooting shit at you too. Because if you mind your business, you won't get slapped or you won't get fucked up. Business that pays your bill. That's all you have to do.
So let me ask Tate. Hey, Tate, now, do you supposed to give the DP man something as he keeps y'all race straight?
No word that shit written in stone.
You said what not, Kimo?
If the DP man keeps your race straight and honest and straight down the middle, do you feel obligated or are you supposed to give him something?
No, okay. Number one, you're not obligated to do shit. That's number one. But if I got a replica DP man and I know and I put my money in his hand, he's going to make sure my money's straight if some bullshit happens. If I win the race, I'm going to look out for him. I'm going to do that.
Okay. All right.
That is called options. Understand what I'm explaining to y'all.
You can't make nobody. Preacher boy, I'm not disagreeing with you. I said, for me, that's an opinion.
I'm not saying you're wrong or right. Listen, Tate, you're never wrong or right. I was just going to recommend, listen, let me tell y'all something about D. D spoke for me when he didn't have to fight. I want y'all to hear this. Dario picked the right lane. He said, the left lane. He said, I want the left lane. After he flipped the coin, he said, I want the left lane. I went in the right lane. He said, well, no, I want that lane there. D fought for me like a motherfucker. I didn't give a fuck if I was in the middle. I told D, listen, man, I told my man to go tell him it don't matter what lane I'm in. But D held the rules to the end. I love that man for that.
Understand?
Right. But that, but see, that's the point of having a, that's what, hey, preacher boy, and I'm just saying this like I say, you your own man, you do what you want to do, how you want to do with your cash. That's a motherfucker I'm going to give a little tip to, on the real.
Hey, man, hey, listen to this, though.
That's
what
a motherfucker.
Outside
hey.
Of my life don't concern them, though. Whatever I do.
No, I know that, preacher boy. Don't nobody know what you need your money for or what your situation is. Whether you can give a motherfucker a gamble, like you say, you had motherfuckers that don't got nothing to do with your race program want to get in your pot. That's you, bro.
Right, but listen,
that's
take,
all you.
That's if I walk up to you and give you something, it ain't nobody's business if I gave you something or not.
Right.
I'm not trying to show off for no motherfucker body. Whatever
right.
I do it because I
right.
want to do it, not because I'm obligated.
Right. Right.
That's all I'm saying. Whatever I do out here, I don't owe nobody no explanation for it. I'm my
so
own
don't,
fault.
Hey, I'm going to just say this. What's going to have to happen with the DP man shit, and I'm going to just put this out there, and maybe it might, you know, motherfuckers work it out. If you ask a motherfucker to be the DP man, then he need to let y'all know up front, hey, I'm going to need this amount. And that way
you know
it's understood.
You're going to sound more bullshit if you do it like
it's
that.
No, preach the boy. No, it's not. No, you know what I'm telling you why it ain't. It's not going to start no bullshit because what D did for you and made sure everything was straight down the middle, he had to come to the racetrack and all that shit. So he spent gas money. Like I said, it don't got nothing to do with you or nothing. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not doing that no kind of way. You do what the fuck you want to do. I ain't getting in the middle of that. But I'm saying if me and somebody else trying to raise, and I know it's a big confusion between me and that guy, and I get a neutral person that I know ain't no hoe-ass nigga that's going to sell on that shit, and I ask him to be the DP man, and he do everything he's supposed to do, he don't give a fuck who I am and who the other person is, I'm going to give him something. Because he made sure there was no conflict between me and a person that already got problems. Because
I feel you listen to me. Listen, I feel you, but the whole thing is this, man. A motherfucker don't know what I did and what I didn't do. You understand? I'm not out here trying to please nobody else. I do what Preacher Boy want to do, and I mind Preacher Boy business.
That's why I said it don't got nothing to do with you, Preacher Boy.
Chase, you saw me down there in wherever the fuck we was. I didn't bother nobody. I didn't ask nobody for shit.
No, you
were
down there doing your thing. Right.
That old man enjoyed himself.
Preacher Boy, listen, I'm still trying to tell you I'm not saying this to twist your arm or make you feel no way or do nothing different, bro. I'm telling you this. All I'm saying is if I know I'm locking in a race and I ask a motherfucker to be the DP man where he don't got nothing to do with nothing and he stand on that shit and I know he is not going to be no scary-ass nigga to make a decision. We done seen some fucked up situations, and these lock up guys, and they scared to make a decision, and a motherfucker that's going to stand up, he don't give a fuck who I am or who the next motherfucker is, and I win, I'm going to do something for him, because we asked him. He didn't volunteer for that shit, so that's what I'm saying is, if a motherfucker volunteered me, just say they volunteered me. You volunteered me to be a DP, man. I'm not even going to the goddamn race, but now I got to stop what I'm doing on a Sunday, go to the gold, burn my gas.
Can I explain
gas.
Something to everybody on the phone?
I'm
going to
say, hey, I
why
want
they
something.
Added, they ought to ask D. Listen, they worried about the DP, man. They should have asked him, are you happy with what happened or anything else? You understand what I'm getting at? Because I didn't bother nobody. I didn't hurt nobody's feelings.
I'm not saying that, bro. I'm not. We talking about something past what y'all situation. You did what you did. You went out there, you raised, you know what I'm saying? Have you
I ran over.
Chopped your money up with your people? That's what you did. I just said going forward, some of these deep, like dog. Dog wants you to give him something if he the DP man. Nephew wants you to give him something if he the DP man. Their nephew wife wants you to give him something if they the DP man. You know what I'm saying? They look, listen. They don't make nobody give them nothing. Don't hit me good now because I don't want to be misquoted. They can't make you give them shit, but they are looking for something because they are the peacemaker. So it's like you gave them a job to do. Because if they wasn't supposed to be at that track, and they came to the track, they stopped whatever the fuck they could have been doing to come make sure your race was straight. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So
we know D. We know that motherfucker D. D don't give a fuck about being a
racetrack. I got to pick up the mic.
That goddamn D will be somewhere knocking that goddamn road down trying to get that check. We know that. Yeah, I know that. I know that for a fact. D going to be on that motherfucking highway knocking that road down. He'll hear about that shit on the radio show.
Damn. And the crazy part is Lil Will wanted this show for y'all tonight. And where is Lil Will?
Man, you know that cocksucker. Ain't nowhere to be found.
Lil Will, where you at, boy?
Hey, Lil Will was racing. He was racing, boy. He got him a dub last night.
Did Lil Will race somebody this weekend to take out damn car?
Just man, I tell you, it wasn't a lock-in, but he lined up next to I forget what it was. I think it was a GT500 or something, and he fucked him up. Everybody was betting against him. And, he got him a little dub.
Did he bet with himself?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Hey, that's what I want to know. Did he bet with himself when anybody else was betting against
him? No. He was in the car, but he won that race. If he had a tire on there. He had a son with him and everything, man. So, and Will was out there testing that mother out. Skin, you better watch out, man.
I was scared, but Skin better be careful, man. He might be out scared.
Why did y'all do that? Y'all know that man from the car.
All the motherfucker got to do is lock in. I'll be at peso race, motherfucker.
Hey, he might be a skin ass, not Kimo.
Come on. Who want to lock in for
him? Come on. Look, Shorty said, come on. Shorty don't give a fuck. He said,
come on. Who want to lock in for him?
Shorty, the man just whooped some motherfuckers, man. You got to be careful, man.
Man, I don't give a fuck. That broke bitch can't beat me. Lock in. No, I thought so. Do anybody in Detroit want to lock in for him? I'm putting odds on his motherfucking money. What's up?
Kimo, we're going to get Lil Won on
the phone. I'm putting odds on his money.
Me, Kimo, and Lil Will are going to have a meeting tomorrow.
I'm putting odds on his money. What's up?
God damn. Now, see, that's why I said, Kimo, we got to have a talk with this nigga tomorrow, man. He can't let Shorty keep pushing around like this.
I'm putting 5,000 to his 4,000. What's up? Lock the fuck in. Hello?
Hey.
I'm going to show you. Ain't no Nikes on my car. It looks just like it looked the last time I ran it, except for the tires. Come on.
Now let me ask you this. I'm getting off subject. How do you feel about that the people saying that DP man don't deserve nothing? How do you feel about that?
Who said that?
Preacher Boy said
I just came on. Who said some shit like that?
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah,
Kimo.
Come on with it.
I'll be there on the 19th. Who wants some smoke?
Oh, Lord. I don't want no smoke, Peter.
I like that, goddammit.
Hey, Chuck, I was going to call your ass today to ask you what you going to go on. I'm still going to call your ass today.
I put the slug in it. Now I'm looking for some smoke.
Oh, Lord. Uh-oh.
That's
up,
though.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah, come on with it. Who
the fuck said the DP man don't deserve nothing? Who said some shit like that?
Well, he didn't say, but he said he didn't pay him nothing. So I don't know if that
hey,
man Skin. Paid him, but preach
hey, Skin.
Yeah. Hold on.
Don't feed into that shit Kimo line, man. Tell him the motherfucker.
Hey, Kimo, can you find me some smoke up there on the 19th?
Hold on, let's get this thing done, and then I'll look for you.
Yeah.
Let's go off the trailer again.
Who was that?
Damn.
Peso.
Who was that? I don't never go off the trailer,
that's
so I know you're lying, motherfucker.
What truck is that? That's truck, right?
Yeah, who the fuck is lying?
It's Peso. We raced off the
right
trailer.
Oh, yeah, you can get it. You can get it. I didn't get you one
second. Why did you just say we didn't go off the trailer, man?
Huh? You can get it.
Why you just off the trailer?
I already made a pass, so it wasn't off the trailer for me.
Oh, okay. My bad. Okay.
But you sure can get it.
Okay, I'm coming back, man.
Peso wants to get back. Peso, you want to get back? Peso, you want to get back?
You dumb. He told me I can get it. He told me. You know, truck cool.
You can get it.
Truck ain't going to hold his tongue now, Peso. Now, he ain't fucking around now. I ain't either. Shit. He walked up to us and said, y'all want to do it? We'll have to do it. All right.
We'll hook that shit up, what's the date? The 5th, 6th, something. I'll hit you by the weekend, and we can do it.
Let me get done. Mm-hmm. Let me get past May Madness this weekend.
You sure you want to do off the trailer race?
I mean, if you want to, we don't have to.
I always like to make a hit.
Okay, well maybe we do one and one.
But you definitely got. You definitely can get it.
Yeah, I like the race. I like the gamble more than anything. I love it.
All right. Who else y'all got up in Michigan?
Hey Chuck, let me ask you this: Are you willing to get Yo, DP man, something?
Always do, dog. Always do.
Okay.
If I win, I'm on pay him.
Ben, you gonna pay your DP man or what? Where's Ben go?
I always give him something out of my pocket, not out the pot. I always pay him out of my pocket.
Okay.
Good
question. Now, can you hook me up with somebody else?
Tim House, he on here, but he ain't talking.
Well, who else you looking for? So, fuck that. You ain't got to let them pick no motherfucking shit for you.
Hey, Michigan don't do that much fucking racing, so I'm asking.
Who else you looking for up there, goddamn? Let's name some names.
I'm looking for any motherfucker wants some smoke that's even close to me. We know Tim ain't going to bring his car, so that's out the question.
Yeah, that's why I say name some motherfucker. They'll be calling you talking about Danny Garbino and all that shit with the 959 and all that. Call some motherfucker.
I ain't fucking with Danny.
Yeah.
But they give me somebody close, I'll try to ask.
Man, he make it right. We try Danny, too, though. He make it right. We try his ass, too.
Yeah, but he ain't gonna do that. He a class race. But I will be there on the 19th, Kimo. Find me some smoke.
Kimo!
Did DMX just say he got one question?
Hold on. I'm back. What happened? Man, we trying to have a serious conversation, Tate.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna let y'all. Don't downplay DMX, man. DMX back, man.
Hey, he can get it, too. Just put up some damn money, some real money.
Wait, who gonna get it, Chuck? I've got back. Who's getting it?
The DMX can get it, too.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Where at? Rafaelo. Where at?
Will your car be there on the 19th, Kimo?
Nah, it ain't gonna be there on the 19th.
Okay, all right, we'll move on. Who else we got?
Matt.
you doing next weekend? Come see me real quick. We could do it next weekend if you can make it.
Say what?
If you can make it next weekend, we could do it next weekend.
I can't make it next weekend, but I'm planning to come up there on the 19th.
Okay. Good report.
Hey, Chuck, get on Leon that. Get on Leon that, Chuck. He shit like you. Get on his ass.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
He fucked me out that room down there in Alabama. We had his, I'm at his ass.
Hey, Chuck,
yeah, go
ahead. I just wanted to ask a question.
Yeah.
I'm working on, I ain't gonna get into argument about what I'm doing and all that. I'm trying. But here's my point. I got a question. Why would you give Chemo a pass? He said, I ain't gonna be ready. You just walked away from him. But he got
but,
11
but
years
Tim,
to get ready.
Tim,
and then
Tim,
he's sitting there
Tim,
talking about all
Tim,
the big shots.
Here's the difference, Tim.
Man,
if you shut up, I'll tell you. If you shut up, I'll tell you. Chemo don't never say my name. You saying
yeah,
my fucking
name
every day.
But you just don't hear it. You just don't hear him say it.
I don't care to hear. If a motherfucker want to say something to me, they'll call
don't
me.
Don't come on here lying. Don't come on here lying.
Why ain't your car going to be ready on the 19th?
I tell you what you do. You know what? Since you so want to push me around and you so desperate to whoop me, why don't you tell all these coward, spineless, jellyfish, stinking Negroes on the phone from Michigan, why don't they over there helping me put it in there? Since they want to see me race, they wanted me to get over what they
hey,
ain't
Tim,
doing.
Hey, Tim,
that
Tim, 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 Tim,
I'm, wait,
Tim,
hold,
can
hold
I explain
your,
something
every
to
time
you?
I gave you wait,
can I explain
you,
something to you,
this.
Tim?
Hey, bro,
Tim, if you shut up, I'm going to explain something to you.
No, I'm just trying to tell you how you do me.
Can I explain something to you? Can I explain something to you? Can I explain something to you, Tim?
Sure.
I'm going to explain something to you. They don't give a fuck about you.
I know that.
And they shouldn't help you because that's your car.
He's an honest man. I know that he don't play
on that. I'm just telling you, they don't give a fuck about you. It's your car. You are responsible for fixing it. They don't care if you fix that motherfucker or not.
Why you feeding into their garbage? Why are they feeding into my... If I told you I was coming to 131, I showed up. When I told you I was coming to 41, I showed up. If I told you I was coming to 42, I showed up. Now, where are all the rest of these crackerjacks and steak and
Tim, would you shut the fuck up?
No, because you playing one-sided garbage, man.
Tim, what's the first rule in grudge racing? What the fuck have you done for me lately? They don't give a fuck about you. Why do you think motherfuckers? Do you think they give a fuck about you?
You're talking about them. I'm talking about you.
Hey.
I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about
Tim
you.
Tim Hells. Breaking news. They said Terrio didn't strap his car down, and he let that bitch roll in the lake. It fell off the trailer, and he let it go.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. Don't say no shit like that, man.
Okay.
Don't say no shit like that, dog.
All I'm saying is that I gave
they
you my word. The I told you. But here's my
no, man, I'm fucking around.
I just like
yeah, he's fucking around.
I run into problems. They dog paid out for 40 years. Now he's kicking behind, taking name. They don't
hey,
want to holler at him.
Tim,
so I'm telling
hey, Tim.
You. I'm telling
hey, Tim, these
you,
motherfuckers on the phone
ready.
Don't give a fuck
I'm
about
you.
You
ain't got to worry about me. I'm going to call you.
Why do you keep thinking they give a fuck about you? They don't.
There you go. You keep talking about them. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about you, Mr. Chuck Astor.
What?
That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about no.
What about me? What are you talking about? You
want
to hear it out of my mouth? I don't give a fuck about them.
Like you told me, if you shut up long enough, I'll tell you. I gave you my word. that I would be there. And I gave you proof. Tell, I was at 131.
What year did you give me your word?
A man's word ain't nothing then. I just tell you, I'll race you when I want to. Now, how is that? I told you.
Hey, I give you more respect than that than giving me your word, because your word ain't shit to me.
You know why? Because you know why? Because you know why you don't want my word? Because I told you nice. I said, Chuck, I'll race you. We came to 131. I said, Chuck, I'll race you. I came to 41. I told you, Chuck, I'll race you. I came to 40. What more do you want me to do, man? I'll get there when I get there.
Hey, Tim, I don't give a fuck about you either. You just don't realize that.
But watch this.
You just another motherfucker on the stick. Either we going to race or we ain't. So why you keep talking about it?
Guess what?
I'm not calling you out because I know you ain't going to race no more.
Hold on. Well, watch this. You might as what you should do. I'm going to try to help you. What you should do is back off a little bit so you can try to get some
money. How are you going
to
help me? How is you going to help me?
Listen, you're not listening to
me. How the fuck can you help me, Tim? You cannot help me.
Chuck, if you be quiet long enough, you tell me.
You cannot help me, man.
Well, then guess what?
Don't you understand that? I cannot help you, and you cannot help me. I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't give a fuck what nobody else do on this phone. I give a fuck what I do. You cannot help me, man.
Only reason why you rushing me is because you want everybody to know.
Man, that little bit of ass money, I just jacked that shit off this weekend. That ain't no fucking money.
Sit down and relax. I'll be there. You ain't got to worry about me. I'll be there. You ain't got to call my name.
When?
Chuck, I'm going to give you a better example. When I get ready, I got all your money. You ain't got none of mine. I've got all your
money. Hey, Tim, that little ass money ain't went nowhere, man.
It don't matter. It's little to you, but it means a lot to me. I've got punk out from you.
Keep talking about it, and I hope you nut
all
off that shit.
Mine. All that money. Guess what? You awake? Until I get ready to come and see you. If you don't want to raise, then that's fine. But right
that
now,
little bit of money ain't shit, man. You think that's a fucking trophy or something?
You've been racing. You've been testing. You been switching all that stuff. I ain't into all that. But what I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you real nice. I'll be there. And when the time comes, I'm going to see
you. You're going to be there on the 19th? You saying you're going to be there on the 19th?
I watch this, Chuck.
Did you say you're going
to
be there on the 19th?
You laughing and you giggling. I'm going to race
you. Did you say you're
going to
be there on the 19th?
But watch this. I'm going to race you when I get ready. Now, how is that? Now you're making me turn another thing because you talking junk in front of these people. I don't care nothing about that.
Man, I ain't talking shit. I just know
what?
You scared as a fuck and you ain't gonna never race again.
No, that ain't the problem. If I was scared, I wouldn't have raced you the first time. I was trying to run you way back.
If you got all these motherfuckers you supposed to call your fucking boys and you can't stick a fucking motor in, what's the fucking problem? That either means you ain't shit or they don't like
you. You keep coming on here talking that dumb stuff. You're not going to bait me in. What you're going to do is you're going to wait, and then I'll tell you, I don't even feel like even bothering with you because you ain't nothing to me. I don't care nothing about you.
Shit. Hey, I don't bring up your name, bro.
I will race you. I gave you my word, but you just don't listen. I ain't even got the stuff together yet. You still yapping.
But Tim, you really want to race me? Did you really want to race me?
Yes, I do.
Did you really want to race me?
I really want to break your back.
Tim, be quiet. If you really, really wanted to race me, then you put up some money. So if you ain't putting up no money, you ain't doing shit but talking.
Hold on. That's okay. Well, guess what? You'll wait till I get done because I got your money. You ain't got mine. I got a whole lot of yours. I just don't say nothing because I don't want to come on with no garbage. Everybody don't know how much money you paying.
How much money did you take a man, Tim?
Well, guess what? You and pay me at least three punk outs.
God damn, Tim. Now you going to start lying?
Let me give you a good example. when you was over there, when we was out there and Tate and all of us and Tony and all of us together, and you didn't do that? Okay. Second thing is, when you was at
how many?
When you was over there, hold on.
How many podcasts you say I paid you?
Why are you cutting me off, man? Do you really want to know?
I paid you one.
Hold on. No,
I paid you one. And I lost the race against you when I read this.
Well, okay, that's two. Sit down and behave, and then I'll give you a chance to get back. Till then, be quiet. I don't want to hear that.
Hey, Tim, I'm not even thinking about you, man, because I know
well,
you ain't going to do
call
shit.
My name, then. So why are you on here talking about
who the fuck? I don't call your name.
I got your telephone number. I'm going to be ready for you. You don't believe that. I'm sick of you with your mouth. You're talking too much.
Hey, you're going to be ready when Chemo bring his car, right?
Whatever. You're going to give him a break. You're going to give me one, too. But I'm telling you. Hold on.
Dog and Chemo, you ain't doing shit.
You're not listening, son. You're talking too much.
I ain't got to listen.
Okay.
You don't mean shit
to
me.
I'm going to break your back, boy. I'm going to melt your behind. Sick of you running your mouth. Talking too much.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you, Tim.
I know. I'm going to hurt you real bad now. I'm going to tell you.
No, you won't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you keep running your mouth. I'm going to hurt you, boy. I promise you that.
Yeah.
You got all these other guys. You scared. They scared of you. I ain't scared of you. They got no problem
mm-hmm.
with whooping on your
mm-hmm.
mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can go ahead and laugh
mm-hmm.
and joke with Tim. I was scared of Chuck and all that. Man, bump with Chuck talking. My Chuck ain't talking about nothing. Chuck trying to get back because
mm-hmm.
he embarrassed because Tim House and keep tapping his behind. I didn't tell you to roll red for
mm-hmm.
the bread. I was ready for
hey,
you.
Hey,
you
Tim,
know why? I'm tell
I can
you
never get
you
in bed about a motherfucker beating my ass. They
you
just
know
won.
Why you scared of me? You know why you scared of me? Because you know you got the rod to whoop that red song gun I got.
Tell
her.
That piece of
I
shit.
Mean that. Okay, well, guess
it's
what?
All, you guys all got junk in here.
All right, go on, man. Tim, be quiet.
There
let them
go.
Keep
there
on
you.
With the
Hold
show,
on.
Man.
I know you
just talk too fucking
calm,
much.
You know you want me to be quiet. You got to remember, there one time when Pine was the punk out money, the DP man, I gave you a break on that. I said, Chuck, you ain't got to give me the whole 500. I'll just take the lick, let my boys have that rest. I ain't going to worry about it. It ain't no big deal. Man,
you sure did. So I paid you one time. Now why you gonna go on here and say you pay? I had to pay you three times. See, that's how much you lie. You is.
Ho! I'm talking. You remember when your transmission broke? I gave you a break then too. You paid. I said, hey man,
my transmission broke in Hollis Springs. You wasn't even there. What the fuck is you talking about?
What is you talking about, man?
You just a big ass liar, Tim.
Okay, let me show you something. Your truck.
You just lying your ass off.
You had that doggone avalanche and you couldn't even move.
The only time my transmission broke was in Holly Springs last year. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hold on, stop. Everybody on that. I got Chuck.
You just a big ass liar, man.
Okay, I got all of Chuck's money. Chuck ain't got nothing of mine. He don't want no trouble. Let him wait.
Chuck.
When you get done, when I'm going to deal with you.
Yeah.
You run up and down the track, and you going to tell me that I'm going to come off the trailer. You think I'm that stupid, I'm going to come off the trailer. I know you ride, so I got to be on my best behavior. So guess what? When I get ready, I'm going to tap you on the chest.
Tim,
hey, Chuck,
I ain't never told you come off the trailer. I never told you come off the trail. So you're lying again. You're lying again, man.
All you got to do is sit tight. I don't care nothing about nobody else. Me, you got to go because I'm tired of your mouth. I'm tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. Tim, I got to ask you one question. I got to ask you one question. Just one question.
Yes, sir.
If you say you're going to run me this year, it's going to put up about $1,000 to run before the end of September.
I'm going to show you something else. You the one to ask whoever did. I ain't never put up had a DP man and put a dollar.
Well.
Because you know what?
This would be a good face bet.
Will you please be quiet?
This would be a good face bet.
You're not running this whole show. Hold on. Watch this. I told you not
him. I don't want to run no fucking show. I don't care.
What? Okay,
this would mean something to you. It don't mean shit to me.
You got, you, wait a minute, hold on. You got Keith, every last one of you know. I didn't put up a dollar. I told you my word. I came, I had my money, and I did what I had to do.
Say, motherfucker, I bet Leon. I ain't bet your fat ass.
I wouldn't give up. Okay, same thing. Guess what, Keith? Leon can't do nothing to this. I give him permission to do it with my car. He locked your stupid behind in. You made the decision, and we blowed your behind out.
You sure? You sure did.
Don't rush.
So now you need some money to race now.
No, I don't need no money, boy. I ain't hurt no ear. But my problem is I don't have time to do everything all the time. But guess what?
Why your car ain't running in? Why your car ain't running? Why your car ain't running?
Well, you know my motor finished, right? You know my front end is in.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Tim,
yeah.
I just blew my shit up, but if he fixed them all.
I wouldn't give a shit. But that's because you got junk. That's because you got junk. You leaned
in. That's right,
so
but I got
hard,
enough junk to
junk.
Fuck you up.
That's what you
hey,
say,
man, I'm tired of talking
it.
To you, man.
You
you're talking the same
you
old
are,
shit every
lie.
Day.
You can't walk.
I don't
you
know why they let your
the
ass on here because you ain't doing shit.
Guess what? You got the ride to whoop me, son. That's what I'm telling you.
Put up a deposit.
You
put up a deposit,
and
then we'll race for the end of September.
Hold on. We ain't had Keith, you, we ain't raced all the time that we ain't had the punk outs and all that. You ain't never had no DPs and all that kind of stuff before. Why you got to rush and do it now, Lockheed?
But see, this is the problem, Tim.
Oh, let me show you
keep
no
talking
problem.
About racing,
was I,
but you're not going to do no racing.
On the phone, no.
I just want you to put up a little bit of money to make sure
you
race. And it ain't nothing but a little bit of money. It's only
$1,000. You just told me to get the car ready. I might need that little money.
But damn, Tim, that was 3 years ago, man. God damn.
Guess what? I had to. You know I just picked the motor up in December or whatever it was. Man, there ain't no room.
God damn, man.
Mm-hmm.
You need to
you
be quiet, man. You're making yourself look stupid.
No, I ain't got to be quiet. I got your money. You're the one acting as foolish, chasing
me. And that little
I
money, I lose that shit in the week
well,
and don't even praise me.
Give me some more. Give me some more. I don't give a kid.
You
got
to race to get it. You got to race to get some more.
Well, guess what? I did it before. I got the one you got. I got all that money
see,
you gave
yeah,
me. Right. I gave it to you.
I'm gonna be quiet because so Tim will shut
you
up.
You should be quiet. I told you I'm going to race you, but you still want to yap and try to talk. You're going to end up just like Terry will get his butt blown out. Then you're going to be quiet. But I ain't going to give you no break. Every show I get on, I'm going to talk about how stupid Chuck is running his mouth. He grabbed the hold of that red
yes,
song. I blowed his behind right out.
Well,
I'm
get
your
ass down for the 19th at that race of the 131.
I own you. You don't hold me.
Hey, Tim, you and no other motherfucker on this phone can't own me.
Guess what? I own you, son. You ain't nothing.
You
not
can never
me.
Own me.
You got to ride, son. All I'm saying, anytime a man get up there and
leave. Why is y'all letting that motherfucker talk, man?
You,
no, he ain't going to race.
You know, I'm going to show you, son, how stupid you are. When I
got
up, you gave me the back tie. Yeah, well, soon we lined up, you took off. What kind of stupid stuff is that? That don't even make no sense doing no dumb stuff like that. That sounds like a rookie. That sound, it almost sounds like no veteran.
Yeah, that's what I do, Tim. That's, you got paid, right?
No, that's you stupid, because that's what I'm trying to tell you. When
yeah.
my man lined up in the car, he bumped it in, you took off before we even looked at what is he doing.
Yeah, I like the way you changed that scenario, but that's cool.
Don't soften it up. Tell me I went red for the bread. That was stupid. That was inconsistent. That was just the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. You gave me the money. You didn't earn it. You gave it to me because you were stupid. You didn't listen.
But yeah, but you declaring that as
no,
a victory,
no
right?
But, no, but you know
you're
what?
Declaring
nobody
that as a victory, though.
Everybody on this phone, they don't want to give you a hard time because you chucked.
All right, man, I'm done
you,
talking.
You were the dumbest, stupidest thing I've seen in my life. Talking about give a man the back tie. You take off before the darn man even bump in the bean. That's the stupidest thing. I went red for the bread. Yeah, because you stupid.
See, Tim, everybody know you're a damn lie.
Okay, whatever.
And you just keep adding on your lies.
I might be lying to everybody on the phone, but he paid me that money. You can believe that.
I sure did. I always pay off my debt.
Leon went to what is that super thing? He go.
And when I left, that's why y'all didn't want to go back.
Well, we went over there and we jumped on Keith. You know what I mean? We had to do what we had to do.
No,
that's
no.
You locked that race.
That was a bonus
Keith
race. Quit lying. Quit lying. You're lying again, Tim.
Okay. So you're
lying again.
The 41. Everybody, you want me to show everybody
you
the video? I showed you. You were standing there running up and down the track. I told him, don't worry, boy. One race, watch it, this summer going to go in high gear. When he went in high gear, I didn't see you no more. Get out of here, man. You ain't talking about nothing. Because you over here crying and whining, trying to bait me in. I'm going to go when I'm ready. And you'll get a phone call. Hey, Chuck, I'm ready. I don't need no pesos show. I don't need no big champs. I don't need no show. You can come up to 131. We'll meet halfway. I'm going to blister your behind.
I'll be there on the 29th. I'll be there on the 19th.
I know you will. But guess what? I might not be there. I don't know. But I know
why you keep talking. Why you keep talking?
Because I'm in charge. You trying to get back. I'm already in charge. I don't even tell them about when me and Leon was over. I said, hey, Chuck, you know what? I'm sick of this garbage. Let's get it over with. Ask Donye. I went to Donye. Donye said, ain't my car. That's his car. Hey, Chuck, Donye said, it ain't his car. Get your behind up there. Me and Leon going to
back. You're lying again. You're lying again, Tim. You're lying again.
No trouble. You didn't want no trouble. I asked you to race, and you didn't want to do it. So I'm done with that dumb stuff.
When did you ask me to race, Tim?
When
did
you
ask me?
When you was parked right in front of me.
You wasn't running. You wanted to run the other one.
Hold on, son. Let me give you a better example. You was over there cooking fish, and Tate had that beautiful car sitting over there, and them women was all over.
Hey, motherfucker, I don't cook.
You're
lying. I don't cook shit.
Okay. Well, they was over there cooking.
You're lying, Tim. You're lying.
Listen, man.
You keep lying.
Okay. I got a word.
You keep lying, man.
You were parked in front of me. Me and Leon came over there and asked you, did you want to go? You said, Donye. I walked over there and asked
you. You a goddamn lie.
Hey, Donye said.
You a goddamn lie.
Guess what? After you did
get that,
this motherfucker lying.
And all them women was over there with Tate. All
right, man. Just shut up, Tim. Just shut up, man.
Don't
nobody
want
to hear
you. You want me to shut up because I'm starting to expose your behind. Me and Leon.
You lying, motherfucker.
Get your behind right there. Get Leon on the phone and see if I'm telling a lie. Everybody on the phone.
You're telling a lie.
And I'll show you how much I'm lying.
You're telling a lie.
That night. Get
your
behind up there,
you're telling a lie.
Hey, preacher boy, you say you did what?
Got that head, got that
they
bread,
try, they
and
trying to save you right now, Chuck. They preacher boy.
I was trying to bet, but goddamn it, Leon was talking so much I couldn't give my bet.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but hey, when I came to the track, I came to get that head, get that bread, and leave.
Now, what's and all that? You stopped me from talking to listen to that? I'm telling you, Chuck.
Hey, man. The man had a motherfucking race. He's supposed to be able to talk.
Yeah, but guess what? You keep talking. I'm going to baptize you. I promise you that now. I ain't carry you.
I'm talking to a motherfucker that a race, not nobody that's going to just talk.
Okay, well, let me ask you a dumb question. Did I race you?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay, stop. Did I race Keith and them? Yeah. So what are you talking about, Rich? I came to your backyard.
Hey, preacher boy, good job, dog. Good job. I did get one little ass bet.
You need to give him. What about you? Talking all that garbage. Gonna get on
here. Get that head, get that
bread,
and leave.
I'm gonna show you how to get up out there.
They can't say I came over after I won and talk shit to nobody. I ain't say shit. I got that head, got that bread, and I leave.
That's a good thing there. I like that preacher boy.
Right now. Hey, y'all go to the restaurant right now and get 12 wings for $5.
Mm-hmm.
Got a special.
Chuck on here talking that garbage. And everybody listening to that. Ooh, Chuck is the man. I mean, I knocked Chuck out behind out. He ain't talking about nothing to me. I don't care nothing about him. His race program, his car, none of that. I don't care nothing about that team stuff you talking about. I don't care nothing about it. You got to whoop
that
big red song.
All that talk y'all be doing don't matter until y'all get in the ring.
So tell him to be quiet.
Right now you lip
boxing. But now,
right,
watch this. Well, he gonna give a man that ain't raced in 11 years, he gonna give him a pass. But he wanna rush me, and I ain't already raced everything they get. I told him, man, I told the cop, I told a lot of stuff up that I wasn't expecting. But now he wanna come and rush me. He trying to get me to sucker in to his garbage. I ain't buying that. When I come, I'm gonna come
Tim,
right. And that's when I'm coming.
Tim, I love you to death. You didn't pack nothing up.
I'm still responsible. I'm still responsible. Chuck know that.
And motherfucker, I tell your shit up to a lot of people still, and he went home and went to Red Lobster.
Oh Lord have mercy.
And he ordered the special.
Chuck going to ride to whoop me. I know that. I ain't going to tell him no more. You going to wait till I get there. And when I come, I'm going to holler at y'all. Y'all will know. The whole Chicago going to know that Tim House is ready. That he called Chuck out. He wants to meet him at 131. And I'm going to show you how to hang these nuts, boy. I'm going to show you something.
Somebody told me. Terrio like licking ass. When I took off, they said Terrio was trying to lick my ass. He was right behind me.
Okay, I'm gone. I'm out the way. I'm going to get back out the way. Schemo, keep Chuck out your mouth. If we ain't just joking and laughing, keep it out, because I'm getting ready to deal with this problem. It's an issue I got to deal with. I don't care nothing about him.
Hey, baby, you can't deal with it until y'all get in the ring.
That's right.
Preacher boy, if you was talking about Terrio,
then maybe say that. I know who you are, Preacher Boy. When you got up there, you didn't say a word. You got on up there, you got busy, you did what you had to do. You did what you had to do, and you came
listen
out
to me.
Victorious.
When y'all talking about me like a dog. Hey, you can't talk about the pimp like a dog because I got a bunch of holes. I went to the ring and sent them holes to work.
Well, I'm going to deal with Chuck. Right,
you
I'm
were sitting around here talking about Jeremiah.
Oh, I love that. Because I had a reason why I was doing that. I had a reason why.
You
I
must
was
like that name.
I was fighting with Chuck. I helped him.
I really wanted to see him go.
And that was just because we were just talking trash on the phone, and that's all. But you did a good job today, man. I was impressed.
Hold on.
I'm going to tell you what I like. First of all, I didn't think the last time I saw you leave in that car, I said, well, I think Terrio might have a chance. But boy, you left up out of there like a bat out of hell. I said, good God Almighty, that doggone preacher got that.
Man, you need to shut your dick riding ass up. Because that's all you doing is riding the motherfucking winner's dick.
But watch this, Chuck. You're going to have to.
You ain't nothing but a dick rider.
Well, guess what? I don't mind.
Shut the fuck up, man. God damn, Tim.
Hey, y'all, some funny kids.
You're a dick rider.
Let me find out what's going on.
I'm talking to Preacher Boy, man. God damn. Don't nobody want to hear your shit.
Take the great ain't never lying. You got Donye who was doing his thing. And everybody said,
"Who gives a fuck, man? You a dick rider. Shut the fuck up."
but I got paid.
Hey,
for
hell,
that
I want y'all to hear it. There was some funny shit.
I got paid, man. I got paid. Every
Tim
time
Hall.
Chuck mess around with that red song, girl,
Tim Hall,
I got
man, let
paid.
Him say what he's trying to say.
No, I don't hear that. Everybody want me to wait
God,
for them,
man.
But nobody don't hear what I got to say. I don't care nothing about it. What Chuck
Tim Hall,
about.
The man,
the,
man, the, man the show for him, man. The man won.
Okay,
it's his
okay.
show today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay, okay. I ain't got no problem with that.
Shit, man.
I ain't got no problem with that.
Okay,
ain't
I want y'all to hear this funny shit. Y'all know I double bugged the man, and the cop cut off. I heard him and started up. And I cut an 015 light. God damn it, after it shut off and I double boarded it. That was the funniest shit in the world. How in the fuck are you there and cut a perfect light and the motherfucker ain't running?
Well, hey, preacher boy, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Very good. I want to say this. I didn't have to even do all that Chuck red lighting before I even got in the beans. That show you how stupid he is. I'm back. Go ahead. You got.
I'm gonna let you and Chuck have it.
No. I want you to go ahead. I just want to throw that in there before I even got in the meeting. He was already gone. You know why? Because he knew he had to ride to whoop that red song gun I got. Go ahead, man. I like what you did, preacher boy. I just want to say congratulations. I don't care if I was on Terrio's side, your side. It don't matter. You won. You got to get your props. You did a good job. You were riding, boy.
I really appreciate all the thank you and the respect people give me, but I ain't through.
Okay. I like that.
My name ain't Vanilla Ice. My name's Preacher Boy. So as soon as I think it was fucked up, I'm coming back. Thank you, too. Hey, whoever sees this, thank you, too.
God damn.
And don't get excited, Kimo. Don't get excited. It ain't about nothing. I'm used to this kind of garbage. Preacher Boy can't even have his day and enjoy his victory because Chuck come on here with all that garbage trying to bait somebody.
No.
With that garbage.
Let me stop you. Preacher Boy stays in the bushes. Stay in the bushes when y'all on the phone. Only reason I'm taking a leash because the motherfucker pulled me by the arm. Other than that,
you
I wouldn't have said
you
nothing today.
They
I'm
told me,
I'm
when can you celebrate
the way
when you win?
Doing.
Come on, man.
Hey, I worked hard for this victory. I went to Steel.
I like that. I like that.
I went to the Grove every day.
You sure did. You spent some money. You spent some time. And it's okay for you, but it ain't okay for me. Chuck trying to pump me up. I don't hear what he's saying. He know when I come. I'm coming, brother. You can believe that. I'm coming. Just like you do. I'm going to get ready. And when I come in, I'm going to let these nuts hang down, boy. You didn't hear what I said. I'm going to make sure you hear one more time. When I come, I'm going to let these nuts hang down. You got to ride to whoop me, boy. You believe that? If you whoop me, I know you're riding.
Just bring some money then, motherfucker.
I always do. I got a Ziploc with a bag, got your name right on it. You want me to show it to you? Chuck.
Yeah. How much you got?
Don't worry about that. You got it coming. You're worried about the, something don't need to be worried about. Everybody, you want
nah,
first, you want to worry about
tell.
Where am I want to Now, you first of all,
but
you
anyway,
want to worry
anyway,
about if
I
was going to run you.
Anyway.
Now, you're worried about the money.
Hey.
You know why you're worried
boy.
About the money? Is because
hey,
I got
boy, can I talk to Preacher Boy a minute? Can
back,
I talk
man.
To him? Can I talk to Preacher Boy? Hey. Can I talk to Preacher Boy?
And we're going to get up there and we're going to get busy. When you keep running your mouth, when you get knocked out, that's going to be the sweetest victory I ever had in my life. And I ain't going to never let you live it down. I'm going to ride your butt till you get so mad you blow up inside. Every show you get on, every show I get on, I'm going to ride your butt like a tornado. You can believe that because you're running your mouth too much. I'm going to show you something, boy. I'm going to show you something because you got a little attitude problem. I need to have to correct your behind.
They know I cut grass. I'm gonna be that lime. I'm gonna trim you up real good, boy. You want to ride to whoop that song gun I got?
That's good to know you ride lawnmowers, because I don't do shit.
That's good. That's right. And make sure you tell the whole audience, yeah, you can call it a little money, but I got
Are you finished? Can I say something? Can I say something to Preacher Boy now?
Sure you can.
Can I talk to Preacher Boy?
This is Preacher Boy's show, but you in the way. You should step down and let Preacher Boy enjoy his victory. But you are here talking junk, and you're disrespectful. You're running your mouth, and that's the problem right there, because I got your money. Now let's sit down and relax and let Preacher Boy enjoy his victory. See how you have messed the show up. This is Preacher Boy's show.
I'm listening, man. Listen, I don't need. I'm just listening.
I'm gonna tell you something. Hey, Preacher Boy. I can tell you this, Preacher Boy. You drove that car, man. I saw it. I like it. You riding, boy. You did what you had to do.
Thank you.
Hold on. I love Terry O. You did what you had to do, man. I ain't gonna tell no lie. I ain't gonna take nothing from you. You was riding, boy. You got on by there. I saw that sun gun. That white sun gun got the heck on out of Dodge. I said,
that's the problem. You love too many motherfuckers.
Hey, listen.
I don't love you.
I was a jackass of the week because I went all the way to Steel to get race nobody. They called me the jackass.
Mm-hmm.
But now I must be the bear. So this week I must be the bear, guys.
You are. But watch this. You ain't got to worry about being a bear. You the bear. There's a whole lot of jackasses on this phone. Lamont Sanford. Who? Chuck? Who left before the light even came? That's a Lamont Sanford. He gave me that money. That's a jackass. He paid me to punk out. That's a jackass. That's a dumb man right there. Everybody they know, his own teammates know that. I ain't trying to put them and make them go against each other because I wouldn't say, but that they know. I ain't telling no lie. That man ain't got the brains of a cabbage. I don't care nothing about him. I don't care nothing about him. They may care about him. Everybody else may fear him. I don't fear him. I don't have no problem with him. Put my foot in his mouth.
Hey, Preacher Boy, all I'm going to tell you is congratulations. You got this motherfucking dick rider, goddammit, won't shut the fuck
this.
Up.
Chuck, you've been riding so much, your teammates even have to come to your rescue and say, hey, we don't like this garbage right here he's doing, but he's our teammate, we're going to do what we got to do. You know what I did? I went right on down there, and when you looked over there, you saw it, he said, oh, man, you came on the show. Nobody asked you. You came. Oh, I went bread for the bread. That was some stupid stuff. You didn't even give yourself a chance to win. You left because you know why? You was trying to get ahead of that bread song. Because if you let me get way out there, you not coming to get that song, brother. You can believe that. I know it. Everybody else know it.
That's,
I ain't gonna say nothing.
See, the only problem with that, Tim, is
I'm tired of
the
talking
only problem
to you,
is that if
you
race enough,
you're gonna run, you're gonna go red. Guess what,
Chuck?
Let me explain something to you. You can tell all
nah,
these
you ain't got
people
to
whatever
nah,
you want.
I'm sorry, y'all.
You can tell all these people I'm scared. You can tell all these people I'm a punk, but I got a whole lot of your money, boy. Whole lot of it. So sit down, relax, and then you took your teammates and took them down too. That's because you ran your mouth.
Or what? Who wants to lock in?
No. Chuck. He wants to lock in. Chuck wants to lock in.
All I hear is a bunch of bullshit non-racing motherfuckers in here. Let's get a race going here for the 19th or 20th. Anybody on the back tire? Anybody? Everybody on this call got the back tire.
Kimo, I need your help. Kimo, I need your help. It don't matter. Kimo, you need my help. Kimo, we need some help in Michigan. We need some help. Come on.
Who is that talking, Tim?
Kimo, we need some help, man. Come on.
Tim, how you going to get some help if you don't know who the fuck is talking?
He'll tell
it
you.
It don't matter.
Tell him you want to lie.
Keep on in here. He'll get fucked up, too.
Get that head, get that bread, and leave.
Anybody.
They back to be like,
Aunt Martin,
get that head.
Five grand or better.
We taking the back side. Now, what you got, Paul?
Bring Donye, too. Bring Donye, bring all of them. That motherfucker, I retired him over years ago. Bring him back out. I'll re-retire him. Whatever tire
you
want.
Good God,
I want
him. I mean, so I'll re-retire his ass.
That sounds like Johnny Quick on the phone.
Watch it. I bet you wouldn't say that to Chuck.
Is that Johnny Quick?
Chuck, fuck, I'll just put the back tire and the leave.
Is that Johnny Quick on the phone?
Nah.
Where's Big Drag at with this Pro Mod? Let me fuck that Pro Mod up, too. Where's Big Drag at?
Good God almighty.
Man, whoever that is, is a clown.
Now, I ain't a clown, motherfucker. Lock in. Ain't no clowning.
You're a clown.
You guys are all just scared. It don't even matter what car it is. You guys all got these big-ass nuts. What's the matter?
Man, you're a clown.
That's that goddamn ghost talking to him.
He's a clown. If he say who he is, he'll fuck him up.
Who's saying a clown? You want to lock in? How much you want to lock in? Lock in right now. How much you want to lock in?
Yep. 2 on 20. Just say who you is. And I'm going to take that fucking break and clear all that stupid shit to come out. Yep. Who the fuck are you?
On the 20th?
Yep.
The break and the clear?
No, on the 20th of my ass. 20th of my ass. I'm going to lock you in for June. I'm going to lock you in for June 23rd or 24th. Say what kind of car you got and who you is. I'm going to lock you in 2 on 20, boy, and give you what the fuck you looking for, clown. Say who the fuck
where
you
at?
Is.
June 20th where? I'm looking
Steel,
for
Alabama.
This month, the 20th.
Ooh-wee.
Steel, Alabama, motherfucker. Who, all you got to do is say you in. What did he say? Did he say the break and the clear? 2 on 20. Come on.
I'm not going to Alabama. I'm going to be at Martin on the 20th.
I bet the fuck you won't get. Well, shut
Martin,
the fuck,
I
shut the fuck
you.
Up.
Bring
Stop running
fuck
your dick
you
sucker. Stop running. Don't get on here running your dick sucker. Looking for cars that ain't finna go to Martin. You're running your dick suckers, nigga.
Yeah. Then lock in for the fucking 20th. And Martin.
You running your dick suckers. You on the wrong show, motherfucker. You on the wrong show. Now, you want to lock in and all that shit you talking about, lock in for a race where motherfucker going to be at. You got time to get there.
So no one's gonna be at. No one's gonna be at Martin, huh?
Hold up,
no one's
you
be
got
at
on
Martin.
Here. You got on here.
No one's
and
gonna
you
be at Martin.
All this big money shit about what you gonna do. You got 2 months.
So,
you
so,
weak
so,
motherfucker.
So there's no race at Martin.
Get your ass to see it.
There's no race at Martin.
Hey. You got 2 months,
about
motherfucker.
The Martin
get your program together and get
there.
Your ass to steal. We'll pin your motherfucking ears together. And I don't even know who the fuck you is because I don't give a fuck about who you is.
So why isn't there no race at Martin?
We not gonna be in Martin, motherfucker. But we will be in Steel. You can get them cars that you're looking for, and you give out that same
Perfect.
Spot, you stupid ass motherfucker.
Perfect.
We'll beat the
Perfect.
Fuck out you.
Where is it,
the
Alabama?
Fuck out you. That's why y'all want to say who you is.
Hey, man,
that's why y'all
want
to disclose who you is.
I'm asking
that's
you
why
a you're track.
Man, you know what?
What
we ain't got nothing to do with
who
that. Hey, listen. Goofball ass motherfucker, find you some business, man. Find you some business.
Instead of asking who the fuck are you, you want to be
find
you
some business.
Friendly note. Who are you?
It's Ryan.
Man, them.
Oh, that's Ryan. Ryan, get your ass up out of here, Ryan, before we beat the fuck out of
you. You're an asshole, Ryan. Ryan, you're an asshole.
I got you all, you motherfuckers, good.
Ryan. Hey, Ryan. I'll take that now. Hey, this take, Rand. I'll take that shit you talking about now. I ain't gonna be in Michigan, motherfucker. But I'll take that shit.
But, hey, where's the race at in June? Where's the race at?
Hey,
in
wait,
June?
Ryan. My race is June 23rd, 24th. I'll take that fucking break in the clear. That shit you talking about? Get your ass up there. Come on.
What track? Alabama?
Steel, Alabama. Yes, sir.
Steel, Alabama. Hold on, let me pull that up.
Now
We know you ain't got no money problem to travel. Put that shit on your calendar. I take that on a goddamn Thursday night.
I don't got no money problems. I promise you that.
I know. So put that on your goddamn calendar and let's goddamn get
to.
It, man.
Hey, can you send me a link? Can you send me a
I'm gonna send you all
it.
I'm gonna send it. Hey, I'm gonna send it on your Facebook. I'm gonna send it on Facebook.
Perfect.
Right.
Send it over. Right. Send it over.
Hey Ryan. Stop playing so motherfucking much. This preacher boy.
I had your boy's blood pressure at 180.
Stop playing so motherfucking much.
Hey Ryan.
Hey, preacher boy.
Hey, Ryan.
Hello, Rubble.
Fuck
my face
you, Ryan.
Some bitch. Hey, who the fuck is this?
Hey, Ryan, my friend. I don't like cussing my friend out.
Hey, it's all good. I had to rile you boys up. That's why I was going to say my name for a while.
Hey, you know you was pissing me off. I'm like, hey, who the fuck are you?
I've been quiet lately. I've been quiet.
Yeah, you have.
Hey, preacher
boy.
Yeah.
Guess
what?
What's that, baby boy?
When you wake up in the morning, you're going to be 2-0, motherfucker. 2-0, baby. 2-0.
Oh, my God. Not 2-0. I'm going, hey, listen. I'm going to take a nap right the fuck now and wake up.
Thank you, Tate. I got it.
All right, Ryan.
Motherfucker want to talk about... Hey, that man said...
I'm coming.
Hey,
Ryan. I'm gonna, you know, Diane don't be on the show, but I'm going to show Carla and tell him you got on here. I'm going to tell him, motherfucker, you was on here talking slick, boy.
Hey, I do have another car besides the Pro Mod now, so...
Okay, but long as it's, if it's a door car, you know what I'm saying? But, if you bring that goddamn Pro Mod, I'll take that spot from the goddamn Pro Mod now. I don't give a fuck.
That's fine. Don't care what tire, do you? Radio, big tire?
I don't give a fuck. Man, listen. Show up how you want to show up. Give me that spot. I don't give a fuck if you come in a dragster. If you give me the goddamn break in the clear, shit. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, shit. Don, you better watch out what you got to say there.
Hey, Ryan, I said I just stunned.
you
know you all right with me.
Track?
Hey, Ryan, we down like goddamn 4 flats, but you goddamn give me a spot. I don't give a fuck what you come with. Goddamn, you can come
okay.
on with.
Don't you wish too much.
I ain't got no reverse. Hey, Ryan, I ain't got no goddamn reverse. Come on with it. You give me a goddamn, you let me go. And clear me. Shit, I got to take that gamble. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you take that walk with your head high.
Hey, Ryan, I fuck around and get crazy. If I get a couple cocktails, I might odd your goddamn money.
Sounds good. Is anybody going up to Martin coming from the south?
Nah, man, them guys ain't coming. Well, I ain't going to say that because Jimmy Bradshaw, he hosting it now. He might bring some of them guys from the south with him, so I ain't going to say that. But I haven't heard none of the well-known guys that run No Time say anything about coming. Now, he might got some guys we don't know shit about coming, Ryan, but I haven't heard none of the well-known guys now.
Yeah, I'm just at the Pro Mod. I won't have my radio car there, so.
Right. Well, he might have it. He got a little shootout. He might be. Can you get in the shootout with the Pro Mod?
Yeah, I'm gonna get in the shootout with the Pro Mod. Just fuck around.
Oh, well, shit. Yeah, well.
It's all fresh and ready to go, so.
Maybe Jimbo and them got that little goddamn Mustang. They might goddamn it do something with you with a little spot or something for entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They like to gamble and do something.
Yeah.
Other than that.
I want to do some gambling. I've been quiet lately. I want to do some gambling.
Yeah, we'll figure something out when we get there. Other than that, I don't really know none of the regular guys that was talking about coming up there. They ain't been talking about it, so.
Well, it'll be a good time.
I just want to get on here, rile you guys up a little bit.
Tony Bass, you don't want to go to Milan next week and get Tony Bass?
Hey, I will lock Tony Bynes in and I will fuck him up. I don't give a fuck.
But he's gonna be.
We'll race him with another car.
He's going to Milan. He's gonna be in Milan this weekend coming up though, Ryan. I don't think he's coming to 131. He's going to Milan, the peso race.
Okay, let me see if I can get the other car.
It's going to be 2 weekends in a row, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He owes me a race, too.
Yeah, I know. That's why I brought it up. But he not coming to 131. He's going to be up there in peso race in Milan.
Okay. Let me figure something out. Let me see if I can make it this next weekend. I got a lot going on. But I'll see if I can make it up there. Someone bring a car out for me.
That's what's up. It'd be good to see you out though, bro.
We're getting there. Been just working my ass off. That's all we've been doing. Working. But yeah, I'll look at that June 20th race. I should be able to make that work.
Yeah,
I'm only going to race about 5 or 6 times this year. I'm not going to race too much.
No, I ain't doing it either. Shit, I got about 5 dates on my schedule, man. That's it. Shit. When you work for yourself, you got your own business. You can't, it just ain't smart to try to go racing every fucking weekend no more.
Oh yeah, the kids really put a damper on it. Having another kid has slowed things down a little bit.
Oh, you still having babies?
I got my. He'll be 2 in June. On June 1st, he'll be 2, but he's a handful. So.
God dang.
He already drives. He already. I let him sit on my lap. He already drives cars around the neighborhood.
Tony Bynes.
You got him going already.
Oh yeah, he knows how to start the car, put it in gear, everything.
Yeah, dang.
So he'll be out at Martin with me. I'm gonna bring him out there.
That's what's up.
So just trying to spend time with the family, and the business is crazy, and the wife's business is crazy. It's amazing how busy everything is right now, and you're still behind. You just can't get caught up. Can't get enough employees.
Hey, brother Tate. I like to make sure I don't bring nobody on without no. Tony Bynes is on the phone now.
Oh, we're good. That was good. Hey, Tim.
Tony,
that's good. That's good how you respect the phone. And Boss Bynes.
Yeah, talk to me.
And Ryan said he on here looking for you in the daytime with a flashlight, goddammit.
Who is that, Stevie Jackson or somebody? Allen Iverson or somebody like that?
No, fuck no. Hell no. Better than that. Ryan Henderson, motherfucker.
Ryan Henderson, come on, man. We're trying to have a serious conversation, man. Y'all cracking jokes.
Ears must have been burning.
Oh, man, that man gave me the bank card.
Ryan say he owe your ass whipping, boss.
Well, he definitely do that. Is you going to be in Milan this weekend, Ryan?
I'm going to try since I heard you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
I'm going to catch your ass one of these days. Hopefully it's
weekend. Wait. I ain't mad with you. I'm mad with a person that told me somebody's looking for me. Now, who is that told me somebody's looking for me?
Shit, the person who called you, I guess. Shit.
Who called me and said somebody looking for me?
You've been hiding for years from me.
I ain't been hiding from years, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, I will come up there, and I tell you what, you run me Friday night, I come off the trailer.
I got to see if I can get it out there.
Oh, Lord. You stay way closer to Michigan than me. Give me 14 hours.
I know. I just found out you're going to be in Milan. I wasn't planning on going to Milan. I only planned on going to Martin. But I'm going to see if I can squeeze it in.
Are you going to
race Friday or Saturday?
We got to be frank. I already got 2 races Saturday.
Okay. Then I might be able to just squeeze it Friday and just leave right after our race.
Right. So you think you're going to be there Friday evening, Friday night?
Yeah, let me. I'm gonna try to figure it out. I'm gonna. Is Jay on here? Peso? So now, no, he's not on here right now.
I don't know.
I'm
Peso, I just got on. I don't know. I don't think Peso on here.
I don't think he's on here. He said he was gonna be on here, so.
He was on earlier.
Let me figure it
out,
Tony, and I'll message you, Tony, and we'll figure it out. I just gotta see. I wasn't planning on being at Peso's race, so.
Well, just get in contact with me or you to Jay.
Yeah, I will. I'll message you.
All right, because I'm ready. I'm ready and ready.
Tony, what car? You only bringing one car, Tony? You bringing black gal?
No, man. Them days over. We bringing two or three cars, gas and condiment and shit. I'm bringing black gal.
That's what I'm asking. You only bringing black gal, right?
Yeah, just black gal. Yes, black. Yeah.
I don't even know what car that is.
Anybody got horsepower cars? Anybody got horsepower cars up there?
They all make horsepower, so yeah, I got some horsepower.
It's a horsepower without nitrous, without turbo, and all that stuff. That's what I'm talking about.
I know.
So I will run black gal on horsepower too now.
I don't play with that nitrous shit.
Anybody got something like that? Y'all get in contact with them and tell them I'm looking for them. Like a flashlight in the middle of the day.
All right, boys. Tony, I'll message you. Tate, I'll be in touch with you, and we'll figure something out for that June, what is it, 20th or 24th or whatever.
Okay.
Get there on my schedule.
Well, I'll come to Ohio to what's the name race too now? What the guy, the green Camaro name? Jay?
Get that head, get that bread, and leave.
When
coming to Z race too now.
Zay's having a race in Ohio?
Yeah. I think first of next month.
Cut having a race in Ohio. Cut and towards Yago.
Cut
having
his race
for
August. We have his race until August, but
Zabo having a race, yeah.
Right.
I can't be gone the first week of June, unfortunately.
I don't know what date it is. I think it's in June. You know, I think.
Yeah, if it's the first weekend, I can't. I got the kid's birthday, so.
Okay, we'll see about this Friday then. I'm trying to get this Friday around 12.
Okay, let me figure out my schedule. And I'll shoot you a message.
All right, but I can tell it on there.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see y'all later. I'll see you at Martin if I don't see you this Friday.
All right, Ryan. We see you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
All right.
Go ahead, Tim. You got your show, baby. Get it cracking, goddammit.
I can't do nothing after all that controversy.
Hey, boss, what happened with your race tonight, boss?
I ain't got no race tonight.
Man, I've been seeing advertised a race with you in that damn Camaro. Was it last night or tonight?
It rained out Thursday, so we're having it this Thursday.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it rained out. We had it locked in for Friday. It rained us out Friday, so we're having it for this Thursday. As soon as I get through with that race, I'm getting on the road. Coming
okay.
Over here.
Is Dog on the phone yet? Is my buddy Dog on the phone yet, boss?
I don't know if Dog on the phone or not.
Hey, boss, this preacher boy, you remember me and you were sitting there talking, and I was cracking jokes about that dude when you came to Chicago? You were trying to load your car up?
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's time to live one day at a time, boss. Live one day at a time.
That's all we can do. I'm trying to have fun while I got life.
Then enjoy life while you can, buddy, because you never know.
I'm doing the best I can with it, too, bro.
Yeah, live. I had a cousin.
I just
hit
a man, goddamn,
and
I raised. He talked about me being crippled. He told the motherfucker I got hit by a truck and got my fingers cut off and had a stroke and all that. I said, but I'm still here doing what you do, and you keep hollering, you healthy.
That's right. And can't answer that. I had a cousin had a massive heart attack last week and had a friend of mine had a massive heart attack yesterday morning. It's crazy. And they were walking around just like everybody else.
Hey, Dom. I mean, I'm sorry. Hey, boss. A girl got shot in the knee. It hit an artery, and she dead as a doornob. So do you think we're not blessed for being here? Little shit get you fucked up.
Oh, I know it. I know that's right. We're trying to enjoy life where
and
you can.
I enjoy my motherfucking life. I go where I want to go when I want to go, and the motherfucker always got something to say about what I do, but they not paying my bills. I don't understand that, dog. I mean,
you got to live for yourself, boss. Don't worry, what about else say?
I'm living for myself, man. I enjoy my life, and the people that enjoy me, I appreciate, and the ones that don't can kiss my black ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What up, Mo? What's going down, man?
And you gonna be in Maryland this weekend, Bob?
Who that was hollering at,
dog?
Who was that hollering at, boss?
It's Mudbone.
Hey, boss. When the El Camino gonna make a debut?
Probably about another. I got to take the damn 3-speed transmission out because my daughter, she don't know how to drive them. I know she don't know how to drive them 3-speeds. I got some power glide and automatic shift in it. When I do that, you're ready to go.
Okay.
What up, Kimo?
If anybody want to buy a good 3-speed built transmission, let me know.
How much you want for it, boss?
Probably about $1,200. $1,200. Yeah. Got shift kit and everything. Ain't out there. Yeah. No, it ain't no 400 3-speed. It's 350 3-speed.
Oh.
You know, somebody like a street or strip, you know, for car going from like some 550s a bit or something like that. Perfect that.
Yeah, Ben. He talking about the old school 3-speed.
Yeah, okay. I thought he was gonna say
12,000. He said 1,200.
That's right. That was a good little transmission. We'll put in like a little Mustang or a little Camaro in a little street car. Drive around and say, she ain't know how to shift no two. She don't know how to shift. Y'all want to shift here. Put a power glass shift in there and let's shift it by itself.
Are you gonna let your daughter drive the car?
Yeah, she's going to track and stuff, so if you like it, so I'm going to give something to play around with.
Hey, did y'all get that belt situation straight earlier?
Hell no. I'm not going to do nothing else. Crap.
Oh,
okay. Hey, you hold a belt, supposed to be a bell, king of the jungle, but you won't put the belt up. I thought I'd run without the belt. She ain't going to do nothing.
So you just can't call them out for the belt, and if they don't run you, they got to get a belt up?
That's how it's supposed to be, man, but it got all these politics, you know what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to be, now. It's been a year and a half. You had the belt for a year and 7 months. Hey, you want to defend the belt now, time? Come on, man. Somebody call you out, and you create all kinds of excuses. So you got to go out of town and all that stuff, man.
What a godfather?
Where
you at,
dog? We have a special show. Dog got a show to even
though. Yeah, get the godfather on, Tim House. Do your job, baby.
Does that house of hook belt? Does it have the same rules as the other belt? If you got better.
No.
Than
no. What? No. And no.
No.
No. The man explained it. Now, let me say this. I listened to Boss, and Boss did have a point, and the man wavered on what he said. But the way he explained it, the belt was a one-time winner deal, and the one-time winner deal get the perks for the rest of that year. It wasn't up for grabs or you can challenge me for the belt.
Which I ain't never heard of.
Hold on, but at the same time.
Hold on, Flop. My question. You said the man. What man? Jerry Hall?
Yeah, that gentleman,
okay.
Jerry, yeah.
Okay. So they need to do another shootout for another belt then, right?
which is what he.
Man, that's crazy. No, shoot out for another belt. How many belts they gonna come up with? But they don't want to piss Jamie off, I guess. You know how the baby. They don't want to make him mad. For what reason, I don't know. If it had been anybody else, they'd say, hey, man, you got somebody call you out. You got to spend that belt and give it up. Anybody else, they would have did that. Trust me. Damn. Hmm.
Y'all got to throw y'all hat in the ring again for another belt. So that was 2021. So that was a 2021 belt. So now they got to put up a 2023 belt.
Hey, lying. Let's skip 2022.
Yeah.
Crazy shit, man. Crazy shit.
If that's the rules, then, you know, that's the rules.
The rules just was made up today, though.
Oh. So when they going to have the next shootout for the king of House of Hood?
First of all, it's been so hard to have all four cars ready at the same time. Me, Candy Crush, Bipolar, and Jamie. Always somebody cause hurt. See what I'm saying? That's the problem. So y'all just let that one man who had the belt, somebody challenge him, just go and get it. There's always one car ain't ready to go, or two cars ain't ready to go.
So is three cars ready now? No, three of them?
Yeah, three ready now.
Only one ain't ready, Bipolar.
Right.
Who else could put it? You can put it in his spot? Randy Moss?
The Randy Moss is already going to be in it. And you know he going to win the motherfucking shit, so shit. Still going to need one more. I don't know what's going on with that crazy ass shit they got now.
Randy Moss Crushers, that's the same camp.
Same camp. Yeah, it's the same camp.
The same camp, okay.
Same person.
Preacher boy, you still on? Hey, Flop, they have my man Terry on tonight. Did he come on?
I didn't hear him.
What happened with Jeremiah and Three Love? Did they get that race off?
Jeremiah paid the punk out. You hear the mystery driver in his car.
Who was the mystery driver?
Your travel.
Who?
Big Freak.
In the same camp. In the same camp. Hey, it could have been a mystery driver. You knew who it was.
Well, I'm saying we didn't know up until today.
Oh, okay. Jeremiah drive. We ain't driving his own damn car. You a driver?
He said he's had some ailments that prevent him from driving it on the nitrous.
Okay. I got you. Hey, Flop, I ain't in no position to talk about no driver. No, sir. I don't drive nothing of mine. I got you.
I'm actively looking for the video of Jeremiah's cockhouse from the comments I heard, and I'm going to quote some of the comments. He looked like a bag of shit. Hey, but let me say this. Hey, Biz, if I could have found a small change better, like some hamburger money or something, I was going to bet with Jeremiah because I thought he had him covered.
Hey, man, these cars sometimes have a mind of their own, brother. I'm telling you. You can make four or five clean passes. You get up there race day, and they can do something crazy.
There he go.
Come on back with it. What'd you say? Hey, Flop, you probably talked to him before I do. See a preacher boy coming down the K race in June. Let me know.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, we can set something up. Man. I know he did mention he had an issue, so he said it should be easily fixed, but I don't know what it was. He probably doesn't until he get into it, but I'll run it by.
Oh, yeah. A month and a half away.
Yeah.
I plan on going up there twice this year, so I catch him coming up there.
What is Chemo Crew at? They done left their own damn show.
Nah, Slop. I'm sitting here listening, but this ain't my show. That's Lil Will and Tim House. I told them, y'all motherfuckers handle that shit. Lil Will, get the show. I ain't heard him once on this motherfucker. I ain't got time for that shit. Where's Tim House? Tim House, where the fuck you at? Yeah, I'm about to hang up. That's on them motherfuckers with this show shit.
Yeah. You going to Chemo this weekend? Next weekend? Flop, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, So Jerry said
they're
going to put another shootout up?
Yeah, Jerry said they're going to do it. He gave the date, but I didn't remember it. And from what he was saying, it's an invitational-only shootout for the local guys to support the track and that they try to give, you know, that king of the track whatever parking privileges or what have you. And he explained it like it was not to be contested. After you win, it win. And then Boss, who can kind of be overbearing at times, wouldn't let up. Boss had some, from what, if you listen to it completely, Boss did have some valid points because Jerry was, I don't want to say he was wavering, but he made some conflicting statements, you know, because on one half he was saying it like, you know, it wasn't to be contested. that person is just the winner for the year. But then he said you can challenge for the belt. I mean, you know, you can challenge the track champion. So it's a lot of shit that was unclear or needed to be set in stone.
Well, with stuff like that, you know, dogs usually come in and straighten it out.
No. He was sitting back. He was sitting on the side. He said it wasn't really his fight to get into. He was trying to listen, and he was just trying to explain what others meant, you know, if people didn't understand, so.
Okay. And I can see the point where, you know, they have a king of the track for that year. I can see that.
Right.
I can see that.
Right.
You know, you win that privileges for that year. Then you got to put it up the next year, though.
Right, and that's kind of the way Jerry was leading in his comments, and like, okay, every 365 days. He didn't want to say it exactly like that because of the way the calendar rolls, but once a year that he would actually have a shootout, and, you know, you could receive, if you win, you receive the king of the track privileges or whatnot.
Okay, so when if a person wins it in 2023, and so that it kick the other privileges out. So they said that he's still receiving now target privileges now.
Yeah. I don't know how many more perks it was to having it, but I know one that was mentioned was parking privileges and whatnot. But yeah, that was my understanding, that if whoever wins it this year in the upcoming shootout would actually have those perks as king of the track, they would get the parking privileges and whatnot, whatever else comes along with it.
Oh, okay. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, it was good. And I think Boss was kind of stuck on implementing it in a grudge style, like, you know, hey, I want to be able to call him out.
Yeah, like the rest of the bill. Yeah.
Right. And what I took from it, now this is my thoughts, the way Jerry explained it and what Boss wanted to do, to me it meant that if Boss challenged the king of the track and beat him, he could just pad his resume with, I beat the king of the track. But he would not get those privileges because they were explained like they were non-transferable.
Oh, wow.
You know,
but
so.
If that's the case, just lock him in the grudge race then.
Right. So that's basically what you would be doing. You would be running the king of the track, but not for his belt or the perks.
Oh yeah. That's the case. Then yeah, just lock him in for a grudge race. Then. You know, because I would want the perks, to be honest with you, plus the money,
right?
And the belt, I want it all. Yeah. But hey, freaking track. The track can make whatever rule they want. First of all, it's their track, it's their belt, it's their rules, it's their sandbox.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Gotcha.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a little unconventional. It's not what the norm, you know, how the belt stuff works.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, you got different sanctioning bodies do different things. No.
Exactly.
I can't wait to that next ACOS shootout flop.
Hey.
How your homeboys coming over there, Jody?
I ain't talked to Jimmy in shit, I know about a month. But they've been showing up with the other cars. I ain't heard nothing about Jody, though.
Okay.
As of late.
Did it hit pretty bad?
Oh, yeah, it was very fixable, though. It was very fixable. I think he had rounded up all the parts and stuff already. It was just a matter of getting it done. And I ain't going to say with 100% certainty, but I think they've been working on it. So, you know, they should be close. You know, but I haven't talked to them in a while to confirm anything.
Freeze it was. They probably not going to get out. Some people come out, different color fenders, you know, just to get back out there.
Right.
It was so pretty fast.
They've been racing Lil Jimmy's car, the Red Eye, the Mustang. It's a Pro Charge Mustang.
Oh, okay.
They've been trying to make some laps in it and the rest of the crew.
Oh, okay. I was talking to one boy on Zello. He said that Pretty Boy Blue going to be back out this year.
Right. I saw him on a flyer somewhere. Might have been one of which them flyers.
I think that was Tarnell's, May 19th, small block device.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see old Frank out.
Yeah, we're gonna see about these small block G bodies on that day, how many is out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. Time moving fast. Real fast.
Trick or treat will be in no time.
Man, what you talking about? Busy on the road or something?
On the road, baby.
How far you gotta go?
Ooh-wee. Three, four hours. 196 miles.
Oh yeah, that's 3 hours in the way you look at it.
On the road,
from
trying to get home.
Yeah, from the sound of it, everybody done threw in the towel, man.
Might turn me on some music.
Oh, yeah. It'll always get you over the hump. Well, get me over the hump.
Oh, yeah.
Some good music.
7 o'clock. Almost
at that. Yeah.
What did they say happened with Lenny? What happened to Lenny?
Me, Joe Terrio
car.
I don't know. I think he red lighted and then went to purge it down or something. Well, something happened and they tried to crank the car and smint it over without purging the nitrous out the cylinder. Hit a nice little backfire.
Oh,
so I don't know if he heard it or not. Oh, Preacher Boy done got him. He gonna wake up in the morning 2-0.
Yeah. Didn't have to fight hard either.
Mm-mm.